Want to participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
For you to bid on now. A barbecue and a new car.
For the life of me and his Halloween spooks.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, you're in the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Did any of you guys see that the Quentin Tarantino film yet?
Yes, I did.
The Kill Bill?
Yes, I did.
Kill Bill?
Kill Bill.
Kill Bill. I thought that movie stunk. And I just wish Quentin Tarantino would just take his 16 minutes of fame and just go away. Just go away, Quentin Tarantino. Go away.
Calm yourself, sir.
Yes.
So what do you think of the movie?
I love Uma Thurman. No matter what she does, she's always good. But, I mean, as far as seeing Kill Bill is concerned, I'd rather watch Don Geronimo on a radiator and watch the
stop
scene.
Now. Stop. You can't say
But can I say
No, you can't say that either. What's wrong with you?
It's a Chevy Corvette Coupe, a legendary American sports car with a standard 350 horsepower V8 engine, plus the roof package, 6-speed manual transmission, polished aluminum wheels, 12-disc CD changer, performance handling package, fabric protected.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Or you don't know, could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
And now, there they are. A quiet ceremony for the departed Rod Roddy.
Well, that's not quiet at all.
No.
Who knew? Skeletons in this closet, I'm telling you.
Oh, no.
True story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
As a tribute, all their brown shirts have sequins on them.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Show us your holes and all the ships at sea. They urged Rod Roddy for years to get a mammogram. If only he had listened.
Amen.
Don Geronimo and me! Go, Mira!
Yeah!
The brand new Corvette!
Thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Tuesday! October 28th.
Right.
It's a national show with Westwood One. And say, anytime anything goes wrong on the show, Anytime there's a malfunction, don't forget you have a chance. You could win.
It's a new Corvette!
You could win it. No, not really. No. Just that guy.
That's just a tribute.
Yeah, a tribute to Rod Roddy.
It's a new Corvette!
There you go. Phone number 877-365-3636. That's the phone number at 1-877-I-Miss-Rod-Roddy.
It's a new Corvette!
That's the number from Canada.
Wow.
Grieving in Canada.
It's a new Corvette!
800-636-1067. Rob, they loved him in Canada. Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067.
It's a new Corvette!
Hi, Don and Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
Hi there, hi.
Is anyone listening?
Hey, what happened?
Shut up! Did you wash your ass today?
Did
you? It's a new Corvette.
Oh, for doctor.
There you go. Okay, hi. We're on the air now.
We're here now, in control, gentlemen.
Yay. Operating within required parameters for you. Working with a very big dark cloud over the studio. What with the passing of showbiz legend
Rod Roddy, a man that we all admired.
Mm-hmm. Rod Roddy, you know, it's a new Corvette.
That guy.
That's him. That's the guy. The guy from The Price is Right who had his...
And we never had the pleasure. We had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Barker, but we have never met Mr. Roddy, that's and we will now never meet Mr.
Did we have him on the telephone?
You had a phoner with him once when you found out that he...
had his suits made.
In Thailand.
In Thailand, that's right.
Where he had his wives imported from and had women brought in from Thailand.
I believe so.
That might
they
have
came
been
in
mentioned after the phoner.
Various items of contraband.
They came in little cardboard boxes.
Mm-hmm. Snuck into the canals of those young impressionable women who just wanted to go to CBS Television City in Hollywood.
Television City in Hollywood.
Yeah, so listen, even though he's gone, we're going to try to continue and give you the semblance of a show today, Buzz. Yeah,
right.
I know. Hold on, everybody. We're going to try our best to pull our ass together.
Yeah, and I've got some gloating to do today.
All right, while you're doing that, hold on. Let me just get a...
What is the number back there? What do you think?
Let's play a game. Where is Charlie?
He's in mourning.
Where is Charlie? Dormez-vous.
Dormez-vous. Throwing his own feces. Throwing his own feces. Poo-a-poo.
I'm calling right back now to the Action Central.
Stinky Poon.
Hey, Stinky Poon. Is Broyhill back there?
He's around. Might be at
8:19.
Hey, Joe, did you order my hamburger patties yet?
No, I forgot.
He's effing with you, right? Right, Joe?
That's right.
Okay.
Let's say that.
It's a Joe Day.
Okay. Bye, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Where is Charlie? Where is Charlie? Now I got that on my brain.
Dormez-vous. Dormez-vous.
Dormez-vous, I think he's saying.
Yeah, it's Dormez-vous. According to Tom, it's Dormez-vous.
Don in my chair. Don in my chair. Don in my chair. On 11, on 11.
He used to be on at 11.
In my chair, on 11. Don in my chair, Don in my chair, on 11. On off 3.
Hey, Charlie. Hi, here he is. Charles Broyhill, everybody. Just
you scared me, Buzz.
Standing outside the window. Both
I turned sharply, and there he was.
Yeah.
Both Mike and I were caught in that the lingering...
That was scary.
...treasure. And here's Broyhill. Fart?
Oh.
There you go. That was a nice, wet, juicy fart.
Yeah.
Hi.
Here
he is, super producer. Do you have that list? The stations?
No.
Okay.
Is it bad?
No, it's not at all. I was talking.
Are you gonna walk out of here and it's gonna be in here for another hour?
Oh, you mean his fart?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Oh, Jesus!
I don't think that's bad.
I got it over here already.
Really?
Yeah, that's bad.
I got nothing.
Nothing here.
I got nothing. I got nowhere else to go.
Would you like some lilac?
There's the spray. There you go. All right.
I'll get that. I was writing a letter for another affiliate that might be starting soon.
Gotcha. Ah. We're in that wonderful honeymoon phase right now with the. With Westwood One,
where's the new affiliate?
Well, Mike, let me just tell you, hold on.
Oh, all right.
Hold on.
Okay, you know, hold I on. Do get excited still, and then when you say that, I know it's.
Now cool. I'm telling you, since
he's a real nowhere man,
it's a sensational coup for the station and
for the show.
No, for the radio station that's picked us up. That wow. It's a sensational coup for them
for sure.
Because this show is simply the greatest thing on radio.
Where's it going to be, Donnie?
Well, Mike, let me just say,
Well, besides Seattle.
Because I'll try to guess if you give me the right hints.
You'll never guess.
Unless that small.
We know that we're back on KQPZ in Seattle for some reason. Yeah, right.
Give it up, Rob.
Yeah, 11 a.m. till whenever. You know, from what I've been told from a network standpoint, that's good because now they can put back on the sheet that Seattle is a clear.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's kind of how we feel. Okay, wonderful. And anyway, the good news just keeps pouring in, but I'll wait till Charlie brings it in.
Okay.
Mike, last night you went to the DNC party. At Rave, Ecstasy Club, home of the finest weed on West Virginia Avenue in D.C., Dream. And you went there to see Bill Clinton.
And
Beyonce Knowles.
Mm-hmm.
And?
I have never, ever, I mean, it was amazing.
Yeah.
We got down there, went into a room, and sitting in the room were maybe three or four people I didn't know, and then within 5 minutes of each other, in walks Bill Clinton and Beyonce Knowles, and I talked to them for probably close to 40 to 45 minutes.
Oh, man.
You're asking me.
I am. It sucked.
Of course. Buzz, you sucker.
I fell for it.
Mike's giving you 45 minutes of the President of the United States.
I was there.
Former President.
We were there for 2.5 minutes.
And then you left?
Sucked.
All right, let it go. Come on, Tucker. Let it go.
How can you know? Just like Rob said. Rob said, think commissioner's party. Nothing could be more true.
You were there for 2.5 minutes.
There was no reason to stay.
Okay. Listen, I tried to.
I walked up to the bar.
Yeah.
I say, I'll have a Michelob Ultra and a Chardonnay.
Yeah.
And they said,
you're a double fisted drink.
Well, no, I had a date. I took a date and we sat there. Yeah.
That's right.
Pretty damn impressive, too.
That's right.
That's right.
Jesus.
Now, is this how you laid it to her? Did you say, hey, I have an invitation to a function with Clinton?
Yeah.
And you schmuck.
I did.
You schmuck. See, I didn't have the guts to tell you yesterday.
I was, God damn it. Why didn't you tell me? Because you know what?
Because you would have gotten mad.
I didn't know. No, I would not have gotten mad. I got mad last night at the end of the show because all of a sudden I realized that all I was thinking about when I was driving from here last night was that you guys were probably absolutely right on, dead on. And I felt like, now look, I can't say, because I was there such a brief amount of time, I can't say whether he showed up or whether, I don't know, because I didn't stay long enough. But I got there and there were, I mean, thousands of people there. It was, Rob, it was like the commissioner's party.
Really?
Got up there, said, I have Michelob Ultra and a Chardonnay. If you don't have Michelob Ultra, we're out of wine. That's what they said.
Wow.
Yes, they were out of wine. This one bar, found wine at another bar. It was fine. But at
but
one point...
Your VIP pass, what did that entitle you to?
Okay, here's the deal. So I walk in, and, you know, the VIP, you go over, they have a line of you know how you go when you're registering for something and they have the letters? You know, when you've got your particular letter, when your name's under. So I go on and we get the VIP passes, walk in and feel very exclusive with the like 3,000 people that are
very
already there.
Very inferior people.
I've looked at the invite and I said, well, there must be like an area or something like this. So I go up and they said, oh, yes, the concierge will tell you. And said, oh, yes, there is a VIP room and I give my name and this is what the person does. She goes, okay. And reaches like into a bucket and hands me this wristband to go up to this VIP area.
Uh-huh.
Walk into the VIP area, which you know what it is?
What?
It's a smaller room packed with people. That's all it is. No Beyonce.
Packed with other schmucks.
I didn't see Clinton.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't even see like Secret Service. I saw lots of guys with little things in their ear because that club has so much security.
You probably saw people like you. Poor, unsuspecting people who received, I guess you get this in the mail, this invitation to this thing?
Email.
He must have showed up later.
Hold on. You got an email invitation?
Well, this is a friend of mine who sent me the email invitation.
Right.
And there were VIPs, that were on a list. And then there were, like, another entrance where people, it was so crowded, I couldn't even tell you where it started and where it ended. I will tell you this. You know how I am when I'm at the commissioner's party, right?
Yeah, and let me explain it.
I mean, I literally don't want to be there.
Let me just explain.
No, I love people.
When we've had the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl, we always get these tickets.
And right. The first time, right. We were all really, you know, we thought, sure. Wasn't it said to us, hey, this is the most exclusive ticket. This
right.
Well,
when you walk into a gigantic Costco, imagine you're going into a Costco, and they've taken all the stuff out.
Uh-huh. It's always in a convention center.
In a big warehouse somewhere. Right. And you go in, and there's a giant table where they have a shrimp cocktail, mm-hmm. and there's a giant table where they have like delicatessen meat. And
did you believe me at all for even a split second when I started that I might have bumped into, or do you think I was
never?
Oh, I did completely.
You could call Charlie in as a witness. I was sparing your feelings. You
I couldn't have done a better job. I could have done a better job with it. You know, I could have made a big deal of it.
I knew it wasn't a big deal when last week he said, hey, this guy from the DNC called,
right,
wanted to know about a phoner that they're going to have. Because Clinton's supposed to show up, and I said, where? And Charlie said the name of the club, and then...
The only thing you were dead wrong, everybody was dead wrong about, I mean, the place was really, really nice. It was very, very pretty. It was, you know, but it's huge. It's six, I think it's six levels or something like that.
Yeah.
And at one point, I get my little armband to go up, and on the stairs, as it's just, everybody's beginning to sweat because it's so crowded, and everybody pulls into this, move. And we're all stopped on the stairs.
Oh,
and it's
just a drag. Here's what I'm thinking. Not only did I not know
where to go, mm-hmm. not only was there, you know, I didn't know whether there was going to be a reception where the president was going to be standing.
You or
no, somebody would call and tell you he was there.
No, yeah, I don't doubt the fact that was on the press release that we got when they wanted to hype it up.
Right.
Because the angle that they wanted to hype it up was, hey, listen, guess what? For a relatively small amount of money, not the type that you have to pay like to have dinner at the White House, you can go to this dance club.
Pay much attention to it. I didn't. When I went back like last week and I read the invite, the way the invite was written about when they mentioned the Beyonce Knowles part,
mm-hmm.
you could. I remember reading that and saying, this is written as that she's just putting her name on it. This is not written like she's going to be there. So I figured. I'd be very curious to see if she was there at all.
I don't want to be specific because I know you're nutty about your privacy and I respect that. Let me just say the man or woman
mm-hmm.
who accompanied you last night, mm-hmm. your date
mm-hmm.
as it were. How did he or she feel when he or she realized that you were like a backstage at a grassroots concert?
Unfazed.
She was unfazed?
Yes, unfazed.
So you hadn't made the mistake, or he, you hadn't made the mistake of building it up too much to he or...
No, I might have. I actually think I did build it up too much.
Mm.
But the individual was still unfazed, you know, which I thought was kind of nice. So, I mean, it was, I was really, in fact, the individual I was with was very cool about it. I would have been more uptight if it had just been me down there, because I would have been pissed off. Yeah. And I'm still a little pissed off because I really, now you say I'm a sap, but the fact is I only thought one thing. I thought it would be a little smaller. I didn't think going to be, I mean, thousands of
course,
people in there and hot
of
and
course,
loud
I'm,
and
I'm
yeah.
second guessing a Monday morning quarterbacking here, but it's easy to do because you went and I didn't. First off, you're not invited to something that's at an exclusive...
Like home or something like that?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Number two, it's at a dance club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you got to know, and it's the chance just for every man mm-hmm. to pay whatever the $50, whatever it was at the door to get.
Yeah, at least they didn't have to pay.
And maybe, you know, maybe see.
Hey,
see
here's
enough.
What I really do take issue for even the paying customers that were there. I wish there had been some sort of indication... Either they'd handed out a piece of paper or they'd given some indication as to anything, and there was nothing. And I know that there were other people down there because there were thousands of people. It was not an exclusive thing. And I know that maybe somebody can tell me what happened. But even when I was not there long enough to know. And I fully expect maybe, you know, some people got there later on.
I'll throw myself into this category as well as you. We must realize this.
Do I get credit for staying there as briefly as I did? Total time expenditure, maybe about 15 minutes.
You bailed that fast. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And what I was going to say is, we just got to learn our place in the food order. That for us to get an invitation to something really to meet Clinton, really, that's not going
to
happen.
Well, no, I never thought that I would be getting an invitation to meet Clinton.
Or that we'd even get something to be in close proximity to him. We're jerks.
I know we are.
I mean, you know.
Well, I met this lady downtown who does, who's like a coordinator for some of these events.
Yeah,
got
that's
on,
right.
Got on an email list with this. And so this was put on. And this, the way that the e-invitation was sent out, the way that the thing was, it was a very well done, very attractive thing. I didn't really read the fine print. I just kind of looked at the thing and then
that's
I got
hard
all
to do,
jacked up.
Because that's hard to do on the computer these days is make something that looks real good.
No, but I just thought it would be better than it was.
I'm busting your balls.
I mean, I really did.
Because I know you're disappointed.
But I tell both of you, I tell everybody that was busting my balls yesterday, you guys could not have been more spot on with that because it really was. But I am very curious to know if anybody was down there. If anything happened with anybody, if anybody even saw anybody, because it was so crowded and no one there was able to give me any information about that.
Find, are there any women that were given the stink?
That would be fine if he was there in a room. This club,
were
I
you
believe,
groped?
Had six did levels.
You, did you give him oral?
Mm-hmm.
Call us and tell us.
Now, I have a question. You say it was like a commissioner's party, and I think the most frustrating
picture a commissioner's
about,
party with like five levels.
The thing that's the most frustrating about those big organized parties is that even if you get some sort of VIP pass, there's always still something you can't get to.
Super secret.
Was it like that? Was there something super secret?
Well, here's what I think.
About?
All right, here's the deal. I asked around. I couldn't get any information from anybody. Got that little armband.
Sure.
Went to this like second floor room where it was just crowded. Nothing was going on in there. It was someone told me that there apparently was a sixth floor, which is the normal, you know, like those dance clubs, how they have their little areas where people hang out.
Right.
They said that was an area. I walked up to one of the security guys and said, "Is there a sixth floor?" And the guy looked at me
said,
"There is no sixth floor here."
You poor guy.
So go figure. I mean,
not enough bling.
You know what? I believe there is a sixth floor.
Yeah.
There.
I think there is, and I think there may have been.
You just were not.
I just wasn't on the list.
You're not sixth floor material.
Well, but
material.
I mean,
and neither am I. Don't worry about it.
But wait a minute. Here's the deal. Even if I was sixth floor material, there was no way of. I had no way of finding out if I was or if I wasn't because there was nobody there to communicate.
Dominique.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Yo, listen, Dominique.
Yeah, man. We was working yesterday. Bill showed up around 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Once again, a black man.
Yes, Dominique.
Yeah, he showed up around 10 o'clock last night, and everybody had to, you know, go in and take a break because, you know, when they came in, they shut down all the streets and whatnot. But he was in there for about half an hour. Yeah, and my girl was actually inside. She said, you know, they took us like $100 and whatnot, and she found this little. She found this little homo dude that got her into all the VIP rooms and everything.
There you go.
And
Your girlfriend?
No, she wasn't my girl.
Okay, this girl did
right? Yeah, sex. But my nigga told me that, you know, they was all down and trying to do what was ever, you know. But you know, he showed up around. He had showed up at 10. They had the shrimp and the scallop linguine and everything. And you know, she said everything was tight, but it was just all crowded.
Yeah,
that's
crowded.
It.
Okay,
so you stayed till 10. You might have seen.
I think I was there about 10.
Hey, Dominique.
Yo, man.
Let me ask you a question because you are a black man.
Once again, a black man.
I brought this up yesterday. I'm so glad that a brother called.
Right.
There's a guy that I know.
Right.
A guy that works on my TV, but has become a friend. And when he's been out at my place tweaking up my TV recently, he's a colored man like you.
Right.
What he's done is on one occasion he and another guy were fixing something and I was talking to him. I walked out of the room and he said, you know, loud enough for me to hear, my N-word.
And my nigga.
Yeah, right. So then I call him up because there's a problem with the television. I call him up and I say, hey, it's me. And the first thing he says is, my N-bomb. Now, I'm assuming he's saying that to me, you know, as a greeting. Now,
right.
I will be gutted. You tell me something, Dominique. you hear that from a guy like me, and how long until I'm just covered in my own filth?
Well, I'm a keep it real. See, how we do it is, you know, if you my boy or whatever, you know, you my nigga. You know, even, okay. You know, black, white, indifferent. It's kind of like a term of endearment, like my homie, you know, my ace, full cold, whatever.
Right.
But, you know, the only way that you can kind of get a pass with that is if you with somebody. Like, you know, if you down with your boy and y'all, you know, but you can't say it in public.
See, that? The thing is, it's just me and him, but I've only known the guy like maybe 2 months.
Right.
No, that's too soon. You got to wait at least about 6 months to a year. Now, you know.
I know Don's other question is, what's the proper response? If this guy says to him, my N-word, what does Don say? He doesn't know what to say back. What does he say?
How white buzz sounds.
Then you can feel the same again. Go back to him. Yo, what's up, my nigga? Because
wait, what you're saying is if he says it to Don can say it back to him?
Right, because the only way that you can, and the only way you can reciprocate it is if it's initiated by him.
Don, I believe you have your answer.
Well, I don't have the face that's going to take that test. I'm not comfortable. Hey, my end.
Right, it takes a while. You got to find out, you know, if there's somebody that you down with or whatever.
But all right, here's another question.
Okay.
Is that acceptable if two white guys see each other?
Oh, by no means.
That's what we thought.
That's right.
No. You can't even do that because even if you got them Brian Gumble type brothers just around with his 50 yards, they'll hit and they be trying to whoop your ass.
Yeah, that's what we thought.
It's a unwritten
code. All right. This was tremendously informative.
All right,
like
Dominique, hold on a second. Where are you calling from, Dominique?
495, getting on the BW Parkway.
All right, Dominique, here you go. Constant contest. You have won the Soprano complete fourth season DVD box set.
Yeah, me and my niggas gonna get together here some of that
Western Weed,
boy.
Sopranos, fourth season now available on DVD and VHS. Thank you. Hold on.
All right.
Hold on, my friend.
Thank you, friend. He did show up, but it was crowded.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, there's no way Clinton was there last night. I sent my paycheck this week. I've been to that club. I know the guys that own the place. Been to their ultra VIP room on the roof. They're, knowing the area and knowing the reputation of that nightclub, there is no way that Clinton would be taken in there.
But you weren't there. Let me enlighten you, my friend, okay? And let me enlighten you that really, if you want the truth here, the truth is that all the streets were blocked off with all the police and the Secret Service were there.
Tiger, this guy's wrong.
Right.
This guy's wrong.
Right.
We know it.
Right.
He's just a dumb douche.
Yeah, I know. I know. But I mean, he's saying, I mean, I don't know what he's saying. You know, the fact is that's where they chose.
Listen, Michael didn't. Michael. Mike didn't see the guy there, but that doesn't mean the guy wasn't there.
Right.
I saw the press release as well that they said in advance.
Well, the only thing I'm saying to this guy is there. I mean, just because you know Dream and you
Michael.
Think that
Dream.
I know the promoters of the club, and I know they sent plenty of invitations out. So saying that he was invited doesn't mean he's not coming.
But you weren't there.
No, I wasn't there.
Okay, and next with.
I'm speculating.
Yeah. Now, listen, hold on a second. If you saw the...
I don't think that they could really get away...
If you saw the invitation...
With that, it was...
I think you would realize that it's not... Oh, yes, and also invited Bill Clinton. It was an evening with Bill
Honoring former President
Well,
Ryan
I've
Jefferson.
Been there when they've said the same thing about Janet Jackson and other celebrities. And
there's just a little drop-off there between... Bill Clinton and Janet Jackson, with no offense to, you know, Michael Jackson's sister.
You forget.
And I understand that, but Bill Clinton is certainly a higher level of celebrity nowadays than...
What I'm saying to you is that the whole event was a Democratic Party fundraiser. That was the reason that it was... And the location really had nothing to do with it. I mean, it was not... I don't think this was like to promote the club.
I'm going
to
cut you some slack, because I know you probably, like us, are suffering from RRD. And you don't
what is RRD?
That is Roddy dysfunction.
Yes, absolutely.
All of us today. Hold on, man. I've got a call with the guy who wants to yell at you. Hold on.
RRW actually is the scientific term. Roddy withdrawal.
That's it. Thank you. Hello, Matt.
Don and Mike, what's up, buddy?
And this other guy. Hi.
I saw a clip of Clinton this morning on the news giving a speech down there. Mm-hmm. So this guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
All right. Well, do you hear that, my friend?
If I remember correctly, I said I speculated.
Yeah, you know, you speculated out loud.
Well, hold on. Hold on. Here's another guy. Here's William. Hi, William.
Hey, Don.
What are we trying to prove here? I speculated on the whole thing.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was there last night. I had front row seats. I took pictures of Clinton. I took pictures of Eleanor Thornton. I took pictures of Boris from Soul Food, Terry from Soul Food. He was there. He spoke for about 15 minutes. He talked about the Republican Party. He talked about the Democratic Party. And he talked about this was the biggest Democratic Party.
Just out of curiosity, what level was that on?
It was on the top level. It was the one who had the stage.
So I'm speculating that you're just full of ass.
And I can bring the pictures up there.
No, not you. I'm talking to the other guy. Are you still there, other guy?
Hello? Hey, douche. Which part didn't you understand?
Oh, hey, douche.
Hey, now,
aren't we defensive?
I'm going to speculate right now.
But here's... Get him, boys.
Wait, hold on. What is it with guys? Listen, I want to tell you something.
I'm just going to turn the microphones off for a second so we can talk.
Here's the deal about guys like this on the other line. We're really trying to make an effort on this show, I swear to Christ, to turn it around, not to argue with people so much. You know, I know there's some of you out there that like it, but we'd like the show to be a little more lighthearted.
Right.
But every once in a while, you get a guy like this who calls, who makes an assertive statement.
Yeah, and he's not making a statement based on anything. I know the promoters, and he's dissing the promoters for really no reason.
Right.
I mean, this club is a multi-million-dollar operation.
It's a little petty fight, and the thing is, we have to find a way now, rather than just screaming at this guy, at least from my estimation, to amuse you while we let him go. But the thing is that he's one of those guys.
He will not admit that he's probably hung up.
And for amusement, I don't know if you can beat screaming.
I don't know. Is he still there? Are you still there?
Speculator? Is the speculator gone?
Okay.
Hung up.
Please hang up and try again.
No, he's sorry. I believe his words were, there's no way the president could have been there.
Yeah, I know.
And then later
promoters.
He says, I'm speculating. Yeah. And then when we call him on it, he says, what? You didn't hear me say speculating?
Yeah, he calls us a douche.
Yeah.
No, I called him a douche.
No, well, okay.
I was the first. I love that. I love douche. Isolate that.
And I'm just thinking about, like, last night, and I'm thinking I didn't go to the right place.
No, I don't think you did either.
No, I don't.
And more bling bling. That's how you get to the sixth floor.
I don't know.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, Christ, we got a break. Oh, holy crap. Hey, buddy.
Hey, guys. Guess where I went Saturday?
Oh, Tom, you got to call us back after the break, Tom.
Okay. I went to Hooters. Guess what I got for you all?
Tom, we got a break.
Go to break, guys.
All right, thanks, Tom.
License plate.
And Mike, the big news I had for you, it's a lifelong dream has come true for both of us now.
I love great affiliate news.
Not only will we be serving the community of Warren, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mike, really, it's Youngstown, Ohio.
Oh, wow. Youngstown was just too big. We couldn't get into Youngstown proper.
Yeah, that's right. On WANR, mm-hmm. That's at 1570.
Oh, and an AM affiliate.
Now listen, come on, hold on.
That's good.
Remember, we got the new deal now. Mm-hmm. This is where we're going to be.
Happy, happy, jai, jai.
And, Mike, Evansville, Indiana.
Oh, that's nice.
That's good.
Which is...
Well, you know, it's like we're creeping into middle America.
And that would be WNTC 95.3 FM.
That's wonderful.
So there you go. That's the... That's why if you see me appearing a bit... cocky today.
Yeah.
You know,
a little extra spring in your step.
If I look like I got the world on a string, well, brother, let me tell you something.
I do. A kick in the head.
I'm taking the world out for a walk around the block right now. Because you know what I got in my back pocket? A clearance in Youngstown, Ohio, and a clearance in Evansville. And we're back on in Seattle.
There you go.
In a cherry time slot.
The middle of the night. Woo!
So, yeah. All right, color me guilty.
Life is good.
Life is good.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
I'm happy, too.
I'm happy.
Even though I didn't see the president last night.
It's a lifetime dream. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
I never thought I'd be able to say, except in my car or when I was just doing play radio.
Sure.
WANR. Youngstown.
Fantastic. Pride. Yeah. Well, life is good.
See, what you guys out there on Radio Land don't know, these are legendary radio stations.
They are.
And some of the greats have worked at it.
Absolutely.
And they're just, you know, they're the kind of stuff that you go on your resume and they'll go right to the top.
That's right.
You say, where have you worked? And you say, well, I worked a bunch of places in Chicago.
Well, it's not really Youngstown, though, Don.
But
is it?
It's Warren.
It's Warren, Ohio.
But it is Evansville.
Franks yes. and Beans.
Yes, Franks. Franks and Beans. So anyway,
Warren, Ohio.
Hi, Ted. So anyway, you can understand you'll have to give us a little extra room when we leave because our heads are so swelled right now.
Oh, I tell you. Well, you know, when you're great, you're great.
It's just a rush, and it's gone from, you know, it's gone all the way down to the little head.
Saturday night in Warren, Ohio.
I am just sitting here with blue steel right now.
Mm-hmm. Turgidity.
I'm telling you, you know, it's like the first time that I drove past in Chicago,
right.
The Stone Container Building, which is a building that had a radio station I worked at. The first time I drove by that building, I said, wow, that is quite an erection.
Yes.
Because it is, and it is magnificent, and that's how I feel now.
We've arrived. I mean, why don't we just be, you know, why can't we simply sit back now and enjoy our success?
I feel like I've got the Stone Container Building in my pants. Right now, I do.
Yeah, I don't blame you. And, you know, as excited as you are about Warren, Ohio, color me equally excited about Evansville, Indiana,
mm-hmm.
which is really one of the great American cities.
And here's the bonus. They're running us to the middle of the night in Seattle.
Yes. And that's the best, too. Anybody can be on during the day in Seattle. It takes a special show to be on in the middle of the night. Hello, you Starbucks night owls, you.
We're special.
7-Eleven guys. All those dudes that sit around and sleep in their cars with the rent-a-cop guys.
Right.
And hey, how about all the junkies and hookers?
How are you?
Hello, cab drivers.
Can I say this? And I don't get a chance to do it. Good morning.
Good morning. We got a break. You're simply the hottest radio show on the planet. Ladies and gentlemen, that's right.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, Mike.
I'll tell you what I consider Evansville to be.
What's that?
That's the Domino. That's the one.
Uh-huh.
That's the one.
See,
that's the one we needed.
I think it's Warren, Ohio.
You think yours, I'll think mine. But I'll tell you, between both of them, this is where the dominoes are all going to fall down. Mm-hmm. We're going to knock out affiliates right and left starting with this.
You know what? The only thing that makes me sad about all of this great joy, such a great day for the show, is that this man won't be able to share it with us.
It's a new Corvette!
Rod Roddy could be so proud.
And you know what Rod would say, really? And that's what he was supposed to say. Rod, we finally got cleared in Evansville, Indiana.
It's a new Corvette!
Yeah, give us a new Corvette.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Rod, we finally made it Warren, Ohio.
It's a new Corvette!
Right. And imagine you go to him a third time, because he was like Elvis with cars.
Right.
You say, listen, we're on in the middle of the night in Seattle.
It's a new Corvette!
Wow, it's a three-car day.
Yeah. Warren, Ohio. Should I speculate? I probably shouldn't because that's been bad so far in the show, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay.
Warren, Ohio, you know what's next, really?
What?
Get ready because I really think it's almost reality. Columbus.
Oh.
I'm just thinking it could happen.
Let me. Trying desperately to think. I think that the next step won't be directly in the state of Ohio.
Really?
No. I think you got to go outside Ohio.
No.
I think the next move that they're plotting at Westwood One, because you know now that we are. Gigantic, you know, we're big, we're associated with them, the contract,
we're U.S. Steel, man, that's what we are.
They're sitting around all day strategizing, playing Stratego,
right.
Wondering what's next for the show. I believe it'll be Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Mm. Shut up.
Dreamer.
And then, if we're lucky,
Columbus,
Ohio.
Yeah, I think it's... All in all, I think it's going to be a wonderful Halloween.
I guarantee it. But do you think you'll ever get to say the words you've been dying to say all your life?
What's that?
Hello, Branson.
I don't think, Rob, that it's really even smart to mention that word. Okay?
You'll jinx it.
And you violated the code that there are some things, you know, that would be, now I'm going to really let everybody in behind
me. Oh, no.
That's a dream market for us, okay?
It is.
I know that Mike always has wanted to broadcast Roy Clark.
Oh, absolutely. The Roy Clark Theater.
And Rob, you mock us, but
I don't.
It is a dream that we share someday, not only to do a radio show, but to be living together in a house trailer, doing a nightly performance at the Jim Stafford Theater
in
Branson. And I want to tell you...
Then I believe life would be complete.
This news we've received today tells me we are one step closer.
We are. We are indeed.
Well, you can celebrate by having drinks at the Bobby Vinton Theater.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yes, he knows all the theaters, doesn't he?
He does. Does Andy Williams have one there?
Oh, yes.
Neil Sedaka have one?
No.
Okay. Osmonds.
The Osmonds, I think, work at the Williams Theater.
Dolly have one there?
No, she has her own place in Pigeon Forge.
Oh, that's right. Pigeon Forge. I'm calling affiliate relations right now.
Got a break. Be right effing back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The
I want to thank Don and Mike for a very, I had a lot of fun here. And I didn't travel 3,000 miles to watch you lose, so that's why you won.
All right.
But I want to thank all of you for supporting the Children's Hospital. It's a very, very good cause, and it'll make us all much happier. Incidentally, Don and Mike, I think you're terrific on the radio. You have great wit and great energy, and you're fun to listen to. And I don't know how you do it for 3 or 4 hours like that and keep it going with that pace. You're really terrific, and I appreciate it. Everybody, have a good summer.
Thank you, Dick Van Patten. Thanks a lot, Dick.
The Don and Mike Show.
We will never speak of this again. The Don and Mike Show.
Whee!
Dick Van Patten.
All right.
All right.
All right. So listen, we'll meet at this time tomorrow, and we'll all discuss 24, okay?
Very good.
Yes. Even those of us who are TiVoing it.
Yes.
Maybe out on a date with a... You know, we never found out. Male or female, your date last night?
A gay man.
A gay man.
I told you I was going in that direction.
I thought so. That all the things I've written on the wall recently in the men's room are true.
The numbers were, the phone numbers were helpful. Hello, are you all right?
No,
are
you okay? I had a furball there.
What were you hacking up there? I wasn't sure. Is there something we could give to the fans?
It wouldn't come up. That was the problem. It got about halfway up.
And it stopped, and all of a sudden, usually, you know, I know your rhythm with that, and I lost it there for a second.
No, sorry.
I lost it there.
No, and I wasn't referring to the numbers. I've not been writing down the numbers in the bathroom. It's the thing, and I've been writing with my left hand, so you couldn't tell it was me.
You mean the bits of advice?
No, haven't you been to the downstairs bathroom?
Yeah, of course
I have. Right in front of
many times.
You know where it says real big, Mike is a faggot? And I wrote it with my left hand.
Why? I oughta.
Why you?
Why you?
So, okay, everybody watch 24, because that's the show that we've all decided is cool, and we like it, and we'll see if we're bored with it or not this year. That is on tonight.
Well, I'm going to tell you that I'm not into it, and I wasn't into it towards the end last year, because I'm not like everybody else that digs it, because it got to... Somebody did a comedy piece on it when they wrote an article about everything that had happened to Jack Bauer. Jack Bauer gets shot in the side, stands up, walks into hospital, you know.
Suspend disbelief.
I understand.
You have to.
And the show is great.
Yeah, it's all right.
No, the show is great. I love 24. Yeah. Love
it. I like me a good CSI better than
24. Well, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, you know, maybe you're right now that I'm looking at the TV schedule for tonight. Mm-hmm. Wow. According to Jim is on.
Yeah. Didn't they sign him to an extension? No, he's making more money now. Jim Belushi will now be one of the higher paid sitcom stars in Hollywood. That's, I bet you'd like
he's
that.
He's the man. Yeah. He's the man. And he falls into that format. You know, I'm very surprised that you and I have never... We had that one offer from Fox Television about 8 years ago.
That lucrative offer.
That was just a piece of S. But, you know, we've been ahead of the curve because... The new thing that works on television, and we're perfect for it, is middle-aged fat guys.
Right.
And you put a middle-aged fat guy with a real POA.
Right.
And, you know, it shows that she loves him even though he's fat, and there's plenty of chances for, you know, whether it be Kevin James or Jim Belushi or the British guy who uses the American accent on the CBS.
Yeah, that Rob likes.
Or everybody that's Raymond. Every once in a while, the fat white, and it always got to be a white guy, incidentally, fat white guy who's dumb. Always takes his shirt off at some point.
Yes, and Jim Belushi taking his shirt off is just a slice of heaven.
During the episode, I don't know which one it was, but I saw an ad for the Jim Belushi show. Maybe it was the first one of the year, because it's stuck with me, that it was he and his wife, who's Courtney something-something. A
Thorne Smith. Yeah.
Piece of ass. Always lovely. Weird. You know, in the commercials I've seen, now I've never actually seen the show, but I've seen the commercials. She's got, you know, big... jugs and she wears low cut stuff. She's standing there and she says, "Well, don't tell me how to put my makeup on." And he says, "I'll show you how to put your makeup on." And he takes off his shirt and starts drawing all over his big flabby stomach and underneath his underarms. And then
he's not funny.
And then she
that's the thing about Belushi.
She draws
Jim Belushi. It's just
how can you say that?
He scares
me. She draws on her face and anyway, like Mike said, he's like the highest paid guy.
I saw a thing where
ABC.
He was doing this dance and you know it's just.
I mean,
how can one brother be so incredibly talented?
Yeah.
You know,
he's all ABC has. No.
Do you think he's funnier than George Lopez?
I've never seen George Lopez's show.
I would really love to see. I'd like to see a vast study on who's the funniest person on the American broadcast.
Have you seen George Lopez?
My grandfather thinks it's very funny.
But Big Daddy is how old?
He just turned 89.
And Big Daddy's TV viewing habits are normally...
It's loud.
As long as it's loud. But his routine, what's his routine every day?
Oh, every day it'll be the Today Show until Pyramid and... I'm sorry, Squares, then Pyramid, then The Price is Right, then Rockford, then Hunter, and Matlock if it's on, then 3 hours of judge shows.
Oh, my God.
And then, I guess, Jeopardy, and then Wheel, and then he goes to bed.
Yeah, does he watch television all day?
All day.
All day.
Wow. All day. Mm-hmm. It's his buddy.
Yeah,
I had to get him from somewhere. But I came home one night, and he was watching George Lopez. He said, what show is this? And I, you know what, it was. Yeah, I had had a day, and I didn't even want to address it. I said, I don't know. He says, this is really funny.
You know how you do that Rick Dees moment every day? I think we ought to have a Big Daddy moment every day.
Well, yeah. Very seldom a great Big Daddy moment like that.
When Rob told me this originally, I just looked at him and said, so you lied to your beloved grandfather.
It was easier. It was the path of least resistance.
I think I'm going to say, even without seeing George Lopez, that George Lopez is funnier than Jim Belushi.
How about Damon Wayans? Another person.
Funnier than, definitely funnier than Jim Belushi.
Am I the only one who thinks it's in the genes? Listen, I'm telling you, John Belushi, Jim Belushi. Okay. There's got to be something funny in Jim Belushi.
No.
Maybe we've just never seen it.
Belushi was so good, and I don't think he knew it.
Yeah.
I think he was like, Jim Belushi, I saw Jim Belushi doing one of those cigar specials where he travels down to the Dominican Republic to a cigar. And I've never seen a guy more full of himself.
He is a dick.
He is.
But I don't know if he is the least talented dick on network television.
No, that's. But you have to think hard. You have to think hard, in my opinion, to go below Belushi. I think
you need to think. Below, well, Robbie, hold on. What?
Try to think just ABC first, because all network TV is.
But there's really no good shows on. There's no good shows on virtually any network.
You know who's really unfunny, and I forget even what network it's on, but she's a fat girl. With red hair.
Leah Remini?
No.
I'm sorry. That's right. She doesn't have red hair.
Is it called Less Than Perfect? It's an office-based show.
Who are you talking about?
I don't know.
I've seen the ads.
You know what I mean?
She's kind of a fat, red-headed girl.
Not funny.
Never seen it.
I still think... I'm waiting for somebody less funny than Belushi. And I like saying Belushi because it's a gym.
Yeah.
And I don't think we should taint the memory of John. That's right.
About the older Ritter.
The older Ritter?
John Ritter may have been funny, say, on Three's Company.
No,
what about
I don't
Ritter?
Think he was funny on Three's Company.
Okay, how does he stack against Belushi, then?
I would say John Ritter definitely was funnier.
Much funnier than
Belushi. And as a matter of fact, John Ritter today, right now, is funnier than Jim Belushi.
All right. John Ritter definitely funnier than Jim Belushi. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Who's funnier, Bob Saget or Jim Belushi?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Bob Saget.
Bob Saget in his own narrow little way.
Wow.
He's found his niche.
Kind of a button-down mind of Bob Saget.
Saget or Tom Bergeron?
Now you're being very... Now, hold on. That's a good one, too. Tom Bergeron.
Saget funnier than Bergeron.
Hold on. But
I don't know.
No.
Yes. Oh, not come on, boys. You're losing your head.
I don't want it to be Saget against Bergeron.
Bergeron against Belushi?
Bergeron against Belushi.
We may have found it. might have found the epic battle.
Jim Belushi might be the funnier of those two. He might be.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with that, Bergeron or Belushi.
The guy is the host of the Hollywood Squares.
Yeah, and he also does AFV now.
What's AFV?
America's Funniest Home Videos.
AFV.
That's what their logo says.
Oh, my God.
You're ridiculous.
I think you're absolutely right. Belushi, funnier than Bergeron. But Bergeron, not a sitcom star.
But because he does those dumb setups like on the video show where he goes, and you're not going to believe the
crazy
they write him jokes and he's got a...
This is true.
He's got a laugh track going.
Now, maybe if Tom Bergeron decided to, circle his nipples with lipstick, maybe I'd be laughing. You never know.
Now I'm laughing.
Now I'm thinking it's funny.
We can hope.
Don and Mike, hello.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
We love you.
I got somebody that's less funny than... John Belushi.
But not John. No, and it's Jim. And the person, just please understand, the person must be on regular primetime television.
Okay. Patricia Eden.
No, it's got to be a guy.
It's got to be a guy.
Yeah.
Carrot Top.
Carrot Top?
Carrot Top's funnier than Jim Belushi.
Not a sitcom guy.
Yeah, not a sitcom guy.
Has to be a sitcom guy.
Okay. But, you know, those little, I think those phone commercials.
It's 1-800-COLLECT commercials are funnier than Jim Belushi, and I don't think they're funny.
That's right.
Right. But they are funnier than Jim Belushi.
Agreed.
Right. They're not funny at all.
When I watch Jim Belushi, I don't think funny. I think, I'm going to say it. What a mallet head.
I'll tell you what I think. I think I look up at the sky really and go, God!
Mm-hmm.
I know they both start with the letter J! You got the wrong one! You know, you got John, you got Jim.
Right.
I don't know.
It's sad.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Very sad.
All right, Jim Belushi is the Shemp of the Belushi family.
Now, excuse me. Now, hold on. No.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
This guy gets a prize.
No.
Insulting the memory of Shemp.
You cannot possibly insult the memory of Shemp like that.
Shemp was the worst of the Stooges.
Shemp was the worst of the Stooges, in your humble opinion. Shemp was not even close to being the worst of the Stooges.
Shemp was not LOL.
And now, wait a minute.
I am H-O.
Yes, he was. Shemp had his moments. Listen, Shemp... Why do we get into this argument?
I never
all the time?
Was R-O-L-L.
Are we including
at Shemp?
All of the Stooges?
No, see, the thing is, Mike, I believe.
If you're including Curly, Larry, and Moe, and Shemp, then I'll give it to
yes,
you.
Yes, because when you get past that,
mm-hmm.
when you talk about Joe Besser and the other guys, and when they had the talking mule and
right.
all that stuff.
Nobody could drink a bottle of something that was bad for him better than Shemp. No, Shemp was the pioneer of the.
Yeah.
I loved it. Nobody did it better.
Groundbreaking.
Shemp wasn't even funny when you were high.
But wrong.
Right.
Wrong.
Curly was the Babe Ruth.
Of course. Nobody. I'm not going to argue with you about that.
But you can't say that Shemp was Hank Aaron.
I laughed.
You couldn't say that Shemp is Mark McGuire.
But you would take Shemp over Joe Besser? You would take...
Hey, Mike, but here's
you would take Shemp over Curly Joe Dorito?
Here's the thing. We know that those Stooges came later and made the crappy movies.
After Curly had his stroke.
I think the original, it's the original Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Your original Stooges, you got Larry, Moe, Curly.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, and I'm not going
to
argue that.
You have
that.
To put Shemp in with the original guys.
I am not somebody that when it was a Shemp episode, I could not watch. I would watch the Shemp episodes.
Sure.
I've always been a Shemp supporter. And Shemp liked to go to the prize fights, and that's when he died.
I know I've told you the story before, but I'll tell you again, and it bears repeating now how long I've felt this way. Mm-hmm. Before my wife and I were married, so this is over 22 years ago, we went to a Three Stooges film festival in Pittsburgh.
Right.
And she went with me because, you know, she did something she didn't want to do because we weren't married yet.
Right.
And she sat through, I think, 10 or 11 Three Stooges movies with me. I was content to sit there all night and watch.
Now, what was the average time for those?
I don't know.
17 minutes?
20 minutes, something like that. Mm-hmm. So we had been there a good 3 hours. And she kept saying to me, are you ready to go? And then the credits would come up for the next one. I'd say no. And as soon as I saw the na 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 and saw Shem's face, I said, we can go. I really did. But
you know what? You enhance your credibility on this subject by attending that film festival.
It was back, in the day.
Right.
A long time ago. Walked out on that. Said, let's go. I hate Shemp. And, you know, she said, I could have left 3 hours ago.
Yeah. I just didn't do it. I think Shemp was funnier than Moe. I'm sorry.
Blasphemy. Mm. That's, you know what? I'm going to take away your I am a man card. Hello, Don and Mike show.
We get a gay thing.
I have to give you your homo card.
I love Shemp.
Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Howdy.
Hey, how are you?
We're fine, sir.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have two candidates for people less funny than Jim Belushi.
All right, let's make it three because you'd be first.
Okay.
Come on.
Thank you. Ted Danson and James J. Bullock.
No, I'd say Ted Danson is funnier than Jim Belushi, and
Ted
Danson
funnier.
So is Jim J. Buttock.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
All right.
Thank you, Kermit.
Bye, ass.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I found out somebody less funny than Jim Belushi.
Yes.
Yeah, you remember that big old tall dude that used to be on the Golden Girls, B. Arthur.
Now, do you mean the
black guy?
No, B. Arthur.
Oh.
Yeah, the one.
The tall dude.
Hold on, the guy's.
Oh, okay. Too dry. Yeah.
It's all in the delivery.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
You know, but
so
now,
thin, though, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, as it hits the brain a little bit more, it is funny. That tall guy, B. Arthur.
What can we do for you?
Well, actually, Shemp, I think, was the Ringo Starr of all the Stooges, and a guy less funny than Jim Belushi. Who was the guy from Mr. Belvedere? Was it Alex Karras?
Oh, Alex Karras, the football player?
Yeah, no.
But the thing is,
it was a
second career for Alex Karras.
And that was Webster, not Mr. Belvedere.
That's
wrong. And you gotta give Alex Karras a little more credit because he didn't have the dick factor that Belushi had.
And if you think he's not funny, watch him play Mongo in Blazing Saddles.
Right, Don and Mike. There's a defining moment of that movie.
Right.
When he hits that horse.
Mongo, don't go to town.
Hello.
Mike.
Yeah.
I don't think you mentioned Bob Saget without throwing in Dave Coulier.
Dave Coulier. All right, then I will go out on a limb based strictly on Full House.
Right.
And tell you that Dave Coulier is funnier than Jim Belushi.
Slam dunk. I mean, absolutely no question.
And I've seen Dave Coulier do nothing except the thousands of episodes of Full House that I have permanently stored on my DVD.
Saget and Coulier.
But Dave Coulier also did those crappy America's Funniest People video show with Stacey Fuentes.
Yes, but yeah. But before that with, was her name Alien Sorkin?
I think so.
Arlene Sorkin.
Yes.
Another girl that we kind of knew. Mm-hmm. All right, well, I believe we can end this. Our lines are still ringing off the hook.
Of course. But it's a very, very long list of people that are funnier than Belushi.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Bill O'Reilly is funnier than Jim Belushi.
I don't know.
Hello.
I have two words for you.
You have what? Two words, yeah.
Two words for you.
All right.
John Larroquette.
No, Larroquette.
No, sorry.
He's funnier.
On the original Night Court, John Larroquette was funny.
He was very...
Used to be funny. Used to be the...
What you have to do is compare John Larroquette when he was on Night Court, when he was at the top of the game,
right.
His game, right now with Jim Belushi, who I guess is on the top of his game.
I do like the people they're bringing up, though, because everybody is definitely marginal.
Going to mention Larroquette, you have to ask about Harry Anderson.
Oh, yeah. Buzz, hello, Don and Mike Show. Buzz may have had the winner. Hello.
No.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hello. I have a guess of, member Harry and the Hendersons.
No.
And Sir Rock's son.
I think I am prepared to make the statement that
Harry Anderson is
not as funny as Jim Belushi.
Buzz is the winner. This is over.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, somebody call Hollywood.
Yeah.
Spotlight on Jim Belushi. We have found somebody on television who is less funny than Jim Belushi.
Harry Anderson. That's perfect.
Congratulations to Harry Anderson, who also played Dave Barry, who we had on the show recently, the famous writer.
Yeah, that was a short-lived sitcom.
There you go.
I like that.
For those of you wondering, how you know when you come in and you step in front of the microphone, how do you make the magic happen every day? Ladies and gentlemen, this is how we make it happen.
What makes us passionate?
This is what makes us happy. Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're just enjoying the jam.
Yeah.
Ooh, Halloween is coming. Time to get rid of those scary old phones. Switch to Singular and treat yourself to a new phone.
Ooh, very scary. Get the Sony Ericsson T226 free after a $20 mail-in rebate.
Mike?
That's good burger.
Mike? Get a free camera attachment with a $50 mail-in rebate.
The Sony Ericsson T226 takes pictures and emails them instantly, and it's wireless internet capable.
You'll love the picture caller ID and the downloadable polyphonic ringtone.
Hey, Don.
Mike.
I'm starving. I hear that it operates on GSM network.
It sure does, Mike.
Uh-huh.
It sure does. If you want a calling plan for the whole family, you can keep connected with Family Talk.
Singular has what you want. Switch to Singular right now. Call Singular at 1-866-SINGULAR. Log on to Singular.com or visit any Singular wireless store in the area. Be sure to tell them that Don and Mike sent you.
Ask for the Rod Roddy discount. Certain restrictions apply. Very scary. The commercial.
WJFK. The Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, when I went to school, there were men's residences, there were women's residences, and there was one co-ed dorm. But it is now the norm on most college campuses across this country that dormitories are co-educational, except in one state. There's one state that bans... Okay. There is one... I have no idea what he said. Anyway, there's one campus where there are co-educational facilities.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi, this is Fabio, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
Thanks, Fabio.
Taking you on a journey that you could not take on your own. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, right. Here we are.
Did you find that tape of those guys?
I can't find it.
All right, well, then we'll come back. We'll come back to it. Let's get to this very quickly. It's Tuesday. And that means all of the fantasy stuff from the weekend is in.
Oh, yes.
God, I don't even know.
Well, let's see.
I know.
Did I lose?
Yeah, I know. But well, but you have the results for the league that I'm no longer in.
I can get them very quickly, I think.
If you could please. While you do that, I'll tell you the league that I'm in, and no need to get into that whole thing again.
I know Sunday night I was 81-81 against the Trout.
In my league on NFL.com, I played some guy named Payman, P-A-M-O-N.
Payman.
And I beat him 109-48.
So you're liking your new league.
Well, my record is 2-1.
Right.
But I'm liking my new league because it doesn't have the crazy scoring that Charlie Broyhill had set up in the league that we were in before.
And I guess if I've lost this week, I am now in my first prolonged slump of the season.
Buzz, among the other guys who are still in that league, what are those scores?
Okay, they're coming up now on CBS Sportsline. The first score listed is mine. I'm undefeated 6 weeks in a row now.
Wow.
I have a 7-1 record. I beat Lisa this weekend, 140-66.
Buzz is a juggernaut in our league.
Next game up, the Washington Trout over the Sea Dogs. That would be...
I'm a Sea Dog. That's me.
Cameron over Mike O'Mara, 105-86.
Oh, no.
Charlie's Little Men in the Boat beat the L.A. Smog. That's Big Gum Jim. Charlie beat Big Gum Jim.
So Priest Holmes had a great week. Is that what happened?
97-80. You asking
always.
Me? I don't know.
Right. Yeah, he always does.
Okay.
I mean, yes, he did on Sunday night.
And John Norman beat Rob A. I'm sorry, other way around. Rob A beat John Norman 84-30.
Hey!
How about that? You know that I believe the second consecutive week, Donovan McNabb actually put positive points on the
That's
board.
That's good. Good for you. Well, you're coming on. I'm fading. I'm fading
and
into the...
And Bart beat Don 108-0.
That's because I don't put a lineup in.
Right.
And well, I've got to start paying a little more attention, and maybe it's time to make some changes, some administrative changes.
And the lineup for me in the league that I'm playing with these non-friends of mine,
yes,
these computer idiots,
the strangers.
You've got Peyton Manning. I've got Peyton Manning,
total strangers.
Mm-hmm. Stephen Davis, Lavernius Coles, Derek Mason. The kicker for Carolina got the Ravens defense.
Right.
All of that got me with whatever.
Did Derek Mason get you any points?
In my league, got me 2 points.
Yeah, Derek Mason didn't do anything for me this week.
See, and that's the difference. He got 2 points for me because he had 29 yards. Because
right.
Got 1 point for every 10 yards that the receiver gets.
Well, that's frustrating.
In the JFK league, if your receiver doesn't get 100 yards,
mm-hmm.
you don't get any points unless he gets a touchdown.
Right.
You could have a receiver that could have 99 yards and no touchdown,
yeah.
and you get no points for it.
Yeah, I'm a little depressed about it. I was pretty flying high with my fantasy football, but now I'm depressed.
You're still number two at 5-2-1.
Okay.
Mike, let's move on to the Jim Nantz versus us.
Oh, yeah. Let's take a look at this.
Battle. And, well, what can I say? I am the smartest guy in this room.
Oh, no.
Last week, 5-0 for me.
Wow. So all you've right. taken the lead.
Predicted your winners. Tampa Bay Bucks, Chicago Bears, Baltimore Ravens, St. Louis Rams, Kansas City Chiefs. 5-0, which means for the year, I am now leading with 18 right. Jim Nantz is in second place with 17 right. And Mike has 16 right, so we're all still very close.
Very, very. How did I do for the week? Do you know?
Oh, hold on. You were 4-1.
Ah, okay.
Very good.
All right, that's
solid.
Not bad.
Yeah. And Jim Nantz
yeah.
from CBS,
uh-huh.
he was 2-3.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Nostradamus.
Baby.
Nostradamus.
So how sweet is that?
That's terrific.
He picked like radio. Yes.
Wow, that's great. That's a good week.
So anyway, all of that is on WJFK.com. Just click the Don and Mike icon. That's what's happening in fantasy football.
Football. Right?
Now, it says on the screen, you know, we take a lot of unscreen calls, but Joe does screen some calls for us, and here's one he's got screened. The morning guy for this station in Warren, Ohio, that we just signed on.
Warren / Youngstown.
He is on the telephone.
Very good.
So let's welcome Bill Owen.
Bill Owen.
No, Allen. A-L-L-E-N. Hey, how you doing?
Bill Allen. Well,
you guys are busting our stones down here, but what you don't know is you're going up against the two big guys, one in Cleveland and one in Youngstown, as if that matters.
So we are heard in the Cleveland market?
Yeah, we actually get up in there on a good day.
So the answer is no, we're not heard in Cleveland.
Does the station even get into the Youngstown metro?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, where is the station currently ranked overall?
About the bottom of the list. It used to be a Christian station.
That's us.
We're fighting an uphill battle here. But our motto is we don't suck half as bad as we used to.
That's good. Are you a fat guy?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'll give you the club.
They call me the 400-pound gorilla.
Well, there you go. How tall are you?
About 5'9".
Okay, good.
About as big around as I am tall. So.
Okay, well, that's good. I mean, you know what? I like you. You ask, and fat guys do that. If you ask a guy on the phone, are you a fat guy? Yeah, I'm a fat guy.
What did you do on your crazy morning zoo show today?
We irritated the homosexuals. We talked about homifying of America in Will and Grace.
Oh, really?
And made a top 10 list of things that...
Okay. Perfect fit.
I heard enough.
Perfect fit.
I heard enough. The homifying of America. Will and Grace. And then we had a top 10 list, and then I hung up on
it. It's a big threat because all the gay guys want to move to Warren, Ohio. And what gay guy wouldn't want to be with a 400-pound man?
And a top 10 list. Listen, you know, color me naive, it's still funny.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, an outside of David Letterman.
Right.
Still funny to hear a DJ.
You know. Joe.
Here is Joe. Hi, Joe.
I would have liked to have been in on that writer's meeting. Hey, what are we going to do this morning? Hey, let's bash some fags. Yeah, that goes over great in Ohio.
I got a top 10 list. Best put downs for faggots.
That's good.
And
yes, sir.
Pole smokers.
Let's see, we can combine our politics with comedy. Yeah. Okay.
Nine. Oh, turd burglars.
Yeah. Do you think
Eight.
He sits at home wondering why people don't love him?
Fudge backers. Bone smugglers. And the number one name for homosexuals, sea-sucking AFers.
It's 7:15 a.m.
Let's go to traffic.
We'll have our top 10 list coming up.
And don't forget, if you missed that top 10 list, it'll be right there at www.workjerkfaces.com. And I know everybody's been talking about this, the water cooler, so we're going to repeat this top 10 list in about 2 hours from right now.
I'm Bill Allen. I'll tell you right now, the top 10 list today is top 10 guys that want to sleep with me. But I tell them no.
Jesus. Bill Allen.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
Well, welcome, Bill.
Yeah, we're delighted to be on in Warren, and that's the new us. We are very... very happy with all of our affiliates.
Yes, of course.
Allen's Alley. Good morning, everybody. What's his name? What's the first name?
Bill. Bill Allen.
I'm Bill Allen. Welcome to Allen's Alley. This morning, is it just me or? God, there's faggots everywhere. I was watching Will and Grace. What do you think? Give me a call right here.
Okay, we're going to go right to the phones now. We've asked for you to tell us about your mishaps from the weekend that we just got through there. It's time for the Allen Wrench segment.
Mike, no offense.
Yes.
Okay, what I'm going to say, but
yes.
You got to know just from hearing that guy, he's probably the type of guy. Remember we had the discussion about turning the clocks back?
Yeah.
Hey, all right, now listen, I don't know out there. Who forgot... Oh, forgot.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a call right here, Allen's Alley. Good morning. But hey, no faggots.
Did you forget to fall back? Let's go to the weather. Tonight, 60% of faggots tapering off.
Joe.
In the
Joe. Joe.
Joe.
Got him wound up.
Joe.
Yeah, we got him wound up.
I know, but Joe.
When did Joe, like, come on the show all of a sudden?
When
he just, like, rolled in, he got all motivated.
When it's a topic that Joe's really hot for.
Right, exactly.
And Joe's really hot for this because Joe's the first line of defense out there on the telephone.
Did you chat with Bill Allen before he came on?
No, it's just when he brought that up, I was like, oh, my God, this is... This guy's got a job.
Joe gets very, very agitated sometimes. Yes. He really does. And we have to be careful.
Oh, God. I'm glad Joe has a good time in here.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Of course he does.
Gets
Shaggy.
Involved. Just remember,
Shaggy.
We have to be careful.
And I don't mean the Shaggy, the Old Carolina. I mean the Scooby-Doo Shaggy. That's
Hey, Scoob.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, live call, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
I got somebody for your contact reply. I'm probably a little late.
You're way late. I'm sorry. The rabbits died.
I can't imagine he would be late to anything.
Tony Danza.
See, he still had to get it in there.
Yeah. And
his brain is working so slowly, but yet he's still excited after all this time has passed.
And much as it pains me to say it, Tony Danza, funnier than Jim Belushi.
Absolutely funnier.
Elvin from The Cosby Show.
You have to remember Tony Danza was on a funny show. He was funny on Taxi.
Give up, sir.
And then, listen, that was the last break. We've moved on now. Hi. Is Bill Allen again?
Bill Allen's on the phone.
Bill?
No, I didn't know if you dumped me on purpose or what.
Hi, Bill. Hi, Bill. Yeah, no, I hung up on you as soon as you started that Jive Typical Radio, top 10 list thing. That's when I hung up on you.
Oh, okay.
But I just did it for comedic purpose.
Hey, Bill.
That's fine. I wanted to be sure.
Can I ask you a question?
Been hung up on many times.
Have you? What did you have for lunch and breakfast today?
What are you busting balls today?
No, every day.
Listen, we'd be glad to tell you what we enjoy.
We're fat guys too, Bill.
We like knowing what did you have for breakfast
or something. You know, us and Warren, we'll be happy to give it to you.
What did you have for breakfast?
What did I have for breakfast? Two cans of.
There you go. I mean, maybe you really wanted to hear the answer.
No. I knew what the answer would be. Two cans and you cut them off. It was going to be
chocolate-covered peanuts. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Is Joe a gay?
No, Joe.
No.
No.
I don't think Joe's a gay. Hello, Don and Mike show. Don't tell Warren, though. Hello.
Hey, since Mike had a date, does that mean he's off the market?
No comment.
This is an interesting subject you brought up. I'm so glad you called. What is your name?
Karen.
Karen, where are you from?
Oh. Fredericksburg.
Mike, don't mock her because she's a smoker.
I'm sorry. Are you a smoker, Karen?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I thought you
smoker,
might
be.
Don't
maybe,
be sorry.
Maybe she's just got some kind of lung disorder. Right, let's look on the bright side. Listen, I enjoy your call here. You brought up an excellent topic. You've won the Sopranos DVD box set. The complete fourth season DVD box set, which features four audio commentaries, and it's The Sopranos on DVD. And boy, was it crazy. I just wanted, before we get to your topic, I wanted to take a moment, and I forgot this earlier today. Say,
you mean we're actually going to get to her topic?
Well, no, her topic is you, so I'm just stretching it out.
I'd rather not get to her topic.
But I want to tell you that, this morning it was crazy out at my Blockbuster. I was, I don't know, maybe number 90 in line. Wow. I got there at about 6 a.m.
What was going on?
The Blockbuster opens at 9, and I was glad I got there, and I saved my spot. And I had to, pee in a bottle and stuff because I couldn't lose my spot. Well, Mike, The Incredible Hulk comes out on DVD.
Oh, my God.
I had to be there for that because, that's the movie that changed my life and turned me into the man that I am today.
Mm-hmm.
So they were hawking that Sopranos thing in the Blockbuster, but I walked by the lady and smartly said no.
Yeah.
No, thank you. I'll just have my DVD copy of The Incredible Hulk. And incidentally, I was one of the people camping outside
because
it was such a tour de force.
Hey, lady.
So anyway, you want to know about Mike dating and the fact that Mike took a date to the thing last night.
If your question is, does this mean I'm not going to do the Bachelor thing?
Well, I was just a little, getting a little disappointed that there was not a chance. I was hoping that you might be still single.
You mean do the game? But I mean, what you mean just be single? I am single.
Well, I mean, if you were tied down with a girlfriend, then there would absolutely. Would not be a chance, but some of us...
No, honey,
were...
there's a chance. There's a chance.
Karen. I'm the only Karen that I can think of is that Karen you used to work with.
Karen Hand.
Karen
Hand. Karen Hand. She's your man. Karen Hand. No, Mike, how serious is this?
I've been dating since I've been separated, so it is.
But have you dated exclusively?
I've not dated exclusively,
So is this your girlfriend?
No, I'm not dating exclusively. This is a date. I've had lots of dates with many different women.
Mm-hmm. So I think there's a chance for you if you're still interested in him.
But if we're moving towards the area of that doing that thing,
the bachelor.
I don't think even if I was sitting in my room like in my own issue, I think I probably have a problem doing that. You caught me, Don. Like caught me on that one day when I came back from that party and I was all depressed.
Let me just ask you.
Yes.
Does she do everything for you?
Who?
Whoever this mystery girl is?
No comment.
Oh, see. Because if she does everything, she might be a keeper. She might be a short-term keeper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she might be one that you... I like using the fishing...
I'm not sure you're in the right mood to be discussing this with me today.
Why?
I think you could make me angry today, and I'd rather change the subject right now. What? I really would, because you're in that mode, and it's just... It's going to end ugly if you keep it up, because you're in a prime ball-busting mood.
I'm just wondering.
And I don't want to have my balls busted.
How serious it is with this girl?
I've dated many. There is no girl.
She's one of the fish in the sea.
I'm not comfortable talking about this right now. I'm really not. You as a friend.
Okay. Can I just ask you one thing?
Yes.
That I think everybody wants me to ask?
Yes.
Are you banging her?
I don't like to talk about things
we
like
know that.
That
answer, then.
I don't like to talk about
and
things.
And, Mike,
like
I'll take that bullet for everybody.
I'm just not in the mood.
So if you're a young little girl, where would you go to find you?
Hang up on her, please. God damn it.
I love it when you're uncomfortable.
I know you do. It gives you great joy, and you're like goddamn shark.
You're really uncomfortable.
You are like a shark. You sense it.
It's just your personal life. You just got to say, hey, I'm dating a girl, or I'm dating a couple of girls.
I said that.
Yeah, but, you know. Yeah.
No comment. I'm not going to talk about it.
I'm making all kinds of hand gestures.
I'm not going to talk about it.
Well, then that's like when we ask somebody on the sex quiz when they won't answer. That means
right. I'm not going to talk about it.
That's right.
I don't feel like
I'm
not as good at that as you are. We've been working together for a long time.
You've known
that.
You're a man with needs. I'll leave it there. You're flesh and bone. Just a man.
Mm-hmm.
Just a man.
Right.
Flesh and bone.
Whatever.
Well, you know, at least
ever
it's out there now that there's more than one woman in your stable.
I don't have a stable. Stop.
So is she?
Stop.
Okay. All right. I'm asking you the questions. I'm asking the questions that I think people want.
I know
answers to.
I know. I'm a single guy. That's leave it at that. I'm a single guy.
Single successful guy. Now you can't start saying stuff just to be deleted out.
I know,
because you don't like the topic.
I wasn't killing the topic. I was just I want you to stop the topic, but I just felt like saying that because it was a reference to Fast Times at Ridgemont
High.
But you're in that you're in that little playful. Look at you. You got the eyes of the devil in you today.
Not me.
You do, and I know that look.
On top of the world.
No, there's a look you have on your face when this subject comes up. There's sometimes that it's okay, and there are other times when you have that look on your face where it's like
what,
Donnie Evil. No good could come of it. None whatsoever.
The good that can come of it can be good for you. It can be mm-hmm. good to get these feelings out, and it can be good for all the women that are pining for you now.
I don't think women have ever been out there pining for me.
Oh, disagree.
Absolutely. Now you're going to join in.
No.
My one ally
it's
over
a pine
here.
For us, Mike.
I'm just stating a fact. I'm on your side, but, there are women who crave you.
No, look, here, what the bottom line is? Do I date? Yes, I do date. Do I plan on...
Fornicate?
Getting married? Or getting into
nobody's
any kind
asking
of,
you that.
I know.
We just want to know.
I don't want, but I also don't think it's appropriate for me to talk about that due to the circumstances.
And the circumstances are
well. When you're dating, you don't.
I understand.
You don't. It's not cool.
You got more than one on the line.
No, that's not true.
I understand.
It's not. It's just not.
But here's
cool.
how you play it.
I have many, many good friends.
You go to the.
I want to rephrase that. You see, you do that to me. You're a conjurer. You make me slip up. I don't have many, many good friends.
You just.
I date.
Rewind that. Mike has many, many.
Good friends. That's what I said. I didn't mean that when I said that.
So tonight, when you get home,
mm-hmm.
Assuming that these women are
these women. What do you think? I'm dealing with, like a, you know, like a parking lot out there.
Yeah, like four of them on a string on a rope right now.
No,
you gotta have at least two.
No,
see, and I know that's not right.
I've seen a couple of women.
Right,
two or three, four.
So tonight, when you get home,
during the course of my singledom,
if by chance,
I think every single person's like, most single people are like that.
One of them was to hear you, and this would be no different than any other single person. Mm-hmm. The only difference is you're on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
That if somebody had heard, not on the radio, like in an office situation, saying, "Hey, did you hear that Mike went out last night to that DNC thing with some girl?"
Mm-hmm.
And let's say that I was one of the girls that you were seeing, but you didn't take me to that thing.
No, I wouldn't have that problem.
I would call you up and go, "Hey, Mike,
mm-hmm.
I understand you went to the DNC thing last night. That's really, really great. Have you thought about the baby you planted inside me?
God.
Mr. Man?
Jesus Christ.
Mr. Man, I thought I was the special
one. You know, you feed off of me, don't you? It can be totally nonverbal, and you get a hunch and you run with it. And you're funny that way. You make me laugh. I've gotten better at it. I've gotten better at handling it.
Because you're really not mad now, you shouldn't be mad.
I've gotten mad. No, I'm not mad at you.
You shouldn't be mad.
I'm uncomfortable, and you love that, and I understand that it's entertaining.
I ain't trying to piss
you
off.
That's fine, and you know. That's
I know that there are areas that we can talk about, and the areas that we can't talk about, but let me just say, you're out there, you're getting it done. You're the man. Get it on.
Let me tell you something. Nothing you can do, nothing you do here has ever helped me at all.
Keep on trucking.
Oh, stop it.
That's what I say to you, Mike.
Jesus Christ.
Keep on trucking.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
You know, this is why I'm alone.
He's living vicariously.
Little head thinking for the big head.
Oh,
hello, Don and Mike Chill.
Here we go.
Hi, Don. I'm Mike.
Hi.
I just want to say that whenever Mike talks about his ex-wife or his girlfriend, he never wants to talk about her whenever he gets serious with anybody.
Well, Mike is allowed. Now, hold on. Let me just say,
detective.
Mike is allowed whatever privacy he wants. That's the rule on this show. Everybody's allowed whatever privacy they want.
This guy's completely right. I mean, and I've never. Have I ever been like that? I don't do it. And it's just, it's my comfort zone. Does Don respect that? Yes. Does he have fun making me uncomfortable like now? Yes, he does. And I'm fine with that, too. I have no problem with that. We know, we do what we do on the show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, you're asking the right questions. Well, what I want to know, Mike, is this good friend of yours, did you break her toilet, too?
No, I did not. I can answer, and I can use the Socratic method, you know.
Gotcha.
And those are a couple of girlfriends of mine that I'm getting together with this evening.
Wow, you stud.
No, these are friends.
You stud.
They are friends.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Stop it.
Oh, am I envious?
Hey, stop it. No.
You're there.
What's wrong?
Laverne on one side.
A man can have female friends.
Laverne on one side, Shirley on the other.
Wrong.
You're laying there in your boxers. They're serving you food.
Why are you not listening to me?
I'm listening.
Why are you not listening to me and ignoring me?
I'm listening to you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi, Don. Can I ask the ladies' man something?
Mike's right here.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Omar, have you taken any of the ladies out on your boat and sung to them shirtless?
No, but I'll think about it next summer.
An idea.
Hello, Don and Mike. This will be the last call on this topic.
Yo.
Yo.
What's up, bitter nigga all across your face and in your air hole? What's up, guys?
Hey, BM.
Hey, BM, what's happening?
Hey, I just want to tell everybody listening to the Don and Mike show, yo, get off of it.
Now, BM, you can say get off Mike's D, but you can't say the word.
Once again, a black man.
Get off his D.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right.
I didn't know I was on Mike's D.
I don't understand that reference too well.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, Mike, what a little whining bitch.
I thought that was the last call we were going to take, and now you get this guy who loves to call.
I'm just, you want me to hang up on this guy?
Well, no, he's calling, who are you calling a whining bitch?
I don't know, I just...
I'm calling Mike a whining bitch. He cries every time something comes up about
him. I know it. Go to hell. Go to hell.
Thank you.
I'm not
you're a friend, first and last, you are a friend.
Now, I like BN calling in.
Why I can accept, the fact that you take great delight in my discomfort.
But at some point later, when I'm analyzing the transcript of today's show, as I do every evening,
when you pick it apart and you actually come out with the real answers,
when I'm in my fortress of solitude, I will read this and I will wonder exactly how are we all on your D. by asking you if you're out there getting it done?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe we never will know the answer to that. Maybe BN will have to write the novel.
I think he meant on the topic of Mike's D.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that's
thanks,
what he meant.
Buzz.
Yeah.
Thanks for the clarification.
On top of Mike's D. All covered with fuzz.
What?
He is really mad. Not at me, but at Buzz.
No, I'm fine, Buzz.
I know. He's all right.
Are we done?
Just one more.
Oh.
Just one more.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Radio gods.
Howdy.
Hi.
Hey, Mike.
Oh.
A couple callers ago, what that guy was saying was you only clam up when you're getting serious about somebody, man. You need to let the world know when you're in love.
We knew that.
You know, I think everybody's known that. People want to know.
So
I think I clam up about everything, regardless of where I am.
Let me just say to all the ladies, the four, the five, the seven, however many there are.
But with the point the guy
Mike
was making.
Mike O'Mara may love one of you.
There we go.
Let the world know. Let the world know.
Mike may love you. And if you think it's not you, you're going to have to try a little harder. All of you.
You.
All of you.
You.
What's your number one goal, ladies? You know, you should get me together with these girls. What's the number one goal? Please, Mike. And I'd sit them around and have them all wear their I Dream of Jeannie outfits.
Oh, now we're talking.
And I'd say, now, when Mike gets home.
Now we're talking.
First thing we do, we answer the door topless.
Yes, fantasy world.
We have beverages for Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And what about when Mike farts? We love Mike's fart.
Mm-hmm.
Everything bad about it. You know, for me, you're the guy. You're the guy who's going to live the dreams for all the other guys, all the rest of us who were in the life sentences.
Well, you know, I thought I was in a life sentence years ago, too. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I got to commute it. I'm not going to play that card.
No.
No need.
Don't.
No need anymore.
Don't worry.
Had a nice chat with the ex today. Very, good. Very, very good chat.
Excellent.
Very nice chat.
How's she doing?
She's doing very well. She's very, very happy. Okay. Very, very happy without me.
I'm going to bail out right here.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Unless you want to elaborate on that last statement.
About the last statement? I don't want to elaborate on anything from the last segment at all.
Okay. Well, it was a good segment, though.
I know it was, and I, you know, and it's... I don't think I'm showing, though, the way my stomach feels right now.
If I could just ask you one final question.
Yes, go ahead.
And just a yes.
Boy, I hate, can I say, though, that I hate the one final question? Because it's like the plane has landed.
A yes or no?
And all of a sudden there's an oil slick at the end of the runway.
Yes or no?
Here it comes.
A yes or no?
Now listen, I'm going to tell you before, because I just got a bad feeling about this question. I'm going to reserve the right. It doesn't matter.
I already know the answer.
All right, go ahead.
Did you spend last night at a place other than your home?
No.
You're lying.
You can't win.
You're lying.
Yeah, I did.
And you stayed.
I've done that many times.
But you stayed at a hotel.
Hey.
Motel.
A motel.
Holiday Inn.
Motel.
A motel.
Yeah.
A motel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
That's right.
He didn't get enough.
Oil slick. You didn't get enough, did you?
Yeah, I'm full now.
You did? Are you full?
I'm full.
Are you happy now?
I'm full, yeah.
Are you okay
I'm
now?
I'm fine. I'm great.
I know you are.
I'm great. And so are you. Come on. This is fun.
Hell of a lot more fun for you.
People never get to hear this side of you, though.
Oh, come on. Have they ever?
No, but listen, come on. We're heading down the home stretch now.
I like the tragic me. I don't like this me.
What? You don't like the you that's happy? I think people could relate a little more to
like
the happy
you. I think
people, frankly, are...
The Red Sox, man.
People,
yeah, that's what I like to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but not...
That's part of me.
But not in life, though.
No, I am happy.
Like you're a winner in life.
I'm happy.
You're getting it done.
I haven't been happy for a while. I'm happy.
You're getting it done.
I'm happy. Good.
How often are you getting laid?
I'm happy.
How often you get laid?
You know what? Yeah, that last question you asked me was your last question.
We'll break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Because she got a great ass. And you got your head all the way up it.
Jesus.
Ferocious, aren't I? When I think of asses, woman's ass, something comes out of me.
The Don and Mike Show.
Drink your mead, but in moderation. No man is called discourteous who goes to bed at an early hour.
Right.
Just ask Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That was hysterically funny about 6 months ago when we went to Iceland.
Yes, it was.
And I guess it's moderately funny now. What the hell? Tomorrow on the show, that's funnier than Jim Belushi, though.
That's much funnier than Jim Belushi.
I take it back. Not tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Thursday on the show, we're giving away a 6-night, 7-day trip for two to Sydney, Australia, courtesy of Fox, season premiere of a show called True Calling. Thursday night at 8, 7 Central on Fox.
Is that reality programming?
Mike, I don't know. Have you ever thought, if I could just do that day over again, I would do it differently and change the outcome? I think, as I mentioned yesterday, yes, every day. Every goddamn day. That's what True Davies does every week on True Calling.
So it doesn't sound like a reality show.
Anyway, that's on Fox.
Sounds like it's acting.
And they've given us a great prize, and we will give that away in a couple of days. Okay, here's where we're at.
Uh-huh.
Robbie, if we start the Jerry stuff now, we'll never get to the MILF game today.
True.
We have the Jerry Lewis tapes.
It's my fault. I put it out.
This is actually a record, I think, for delay in playing the Jerry tapes.
The Jerry tapes are from the telethon. From Labor Day.
Labor Day. Yeah.
From almost 2 months ago. But we've still got them. Now, also, I want to set aside one break today to talk to Bob Barker about the passing of Rod Roddy.
I think that's only appropriate.
So I think, being as this will be a relatively short break to catch up, yeah, I think we're going to go with the Don and Mike. Sorry, I'll just put my name on this until Mike signs off on it.
Mm-hmm.
The political candidate, our political corner.
Okay.
We've received some documentation. You know, it's impossible to drive around anywhere. Residential area, a business area. Everybody's got those goddamn signs in their lawn saying,
everywhere. It's overwhelming. I mean, and you can't even decipher them. There's so many of these candidates right
saying
now.
Saying so-and-so for so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Buzz, what was the guy's name that I said?
Chap Peterson.
This is Chap Peterson. Make sure Sloan's out in front of the school.
This is the guy whose sign I'd seen and mentioned and I could never vote for a guy whose name is Chap.
Okay.
And he came in and, he didn't win me over, but he came on the show.
Uh-huh.
The new sign that's caught my eye also comes with a bit of very, very wonderfully put together propaganda. Mike, I'm talking about Young Duck On.
Very good.
Now, you may not pronounce the middle name Duck. It's D-U-E-K, but there's no doubt it's Young.
You think it's Dweck?
Young Dweck On?
Well, all I can think of is in the movie 16 Candles with Long Duck Dong, so I'm going to go with Duck.
Young, what is it again?
It's Young D-U-E-K.
Duck? Duck?
Duck.
Young Duck?
Duck. Duck.
Now.
Young Duck On.
Here's why I'm interested in Young Duck On.
What's he running for?
Who knows? A candidate for Board of Supervisors.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a very powerful position.
Now, this is a guy that I've seen the signs, and when we got, and I thought, you know, how can I not go? It sounds like I'm calling my Chinese restaurant. I go, yeah, I'd like orange chicken. Mm-hmm. I'd like a family vegetable platter and, you know, some Young Duck On.
Right.
You know, and just go crazy with it. But here's what I love about the guy. Obviously, he's a Korean, Japanese, Chinese.
He's Asian.
He's Asian, yes. From the picture. And what I like about the propaganda that he sends out that we were able to get a copy of is that I'm going to guess he's of a Japanese background.
No, I don't think that name's Japanese.
Well,
I think he addresses it on his pamphlet.
Oh, does he? What
would be Thai or Vietnamese?
Vietnamese, man.
Vietnamese,
yeah,
okay.
No, he fought in Vietnam.
No, he fought in Vietnam.
It's on the back, I think.
Is it on the... Oh.
I was born...
South Korea.
All right, he's Korean.
South Korean, okay. But, again, Mike, I like drawing on all stereotypes from all walks of life.
And yes.
My favorite stereotype is, for instance, in the movie Gung Ho.
yeah. Which is really your Asian reference point, isn't it?
The Michael Keaton tour de force. Mm-hmm.
When you were really the big fan of Michael Keaton.
Yeah,
you had a real Michael Keaton period in your life, which I... Has enough time passed for you not to be proud of that anymore? Or do you stand by your Michael Keaton fandom?
Yes, I do.
Stand by.
I'm going from gung-ho right up through Batman.
Yes, and I didn't agree with him as Batman, but then when they brought the other guys in, I said, bring back Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
So anyway,
where do you weigh in on Multiplicity?
Oh, the one where he had...
There were five clones?
The five different clones, and each one was more retarded than the other.
I think if you take what's-her-name out of it...
Andy McDowell is the reason that I don't like that movie.
Huh? Yeah, but if you take her out of it...
But, yeah, then I'm there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Michael Keaton fan. Now, if you go to the movie Gung-Ho, here's the premise of the movie, and I'm going to do this as quickly as possible. I'm going somewhere.
Okay. All right.
Michael Keaton lives in Pittsburgh, and they've closed the automobile plant.
Yes.
It's about 20 years ago, during another one of the recessions or whatever depressions we were going through, whatever it was. And a bunch of Japanese guys come over, and they buy the plant.
Okay.
And they want the workers to become Japanese, to assimilate into Japanese the work ethic.
Adopt their ways. Yeah.
And it's that thing, like, I know you've seen the pieces on 60 Minutes when they go and talk to these nutty Japanese businessmen, and, like, they're standing in front of a group of people, and they, in essence, now, I'm not going to do the voice, but what they're saying is, I'm not going to do the Japanese, but is, you know, you have not done a good job today of providing work for your supervisor. And
right.
Then the guy says, I am so humbled, I will lie on the ground and let you pelt me with sticks and rocks until I am a better employee.
And I think what you're saying, it can also, you can find it when you hear the overdubbed Asian movies.
Yeah.
You know, say, we are very proud. You have made me proud, and I am very happy to, you know, that type, it always seems to be that urgency.
Mm-hmm. So when you,
so where are you going with this?
Here you go. Candidate for Board of Supervisors, Young Duke Ahn.
Right.
Second page. What does it say right on the top? I must be your supervisor. And it is written.
That is funny.
It is written in gigantic letters.
He's determined.
Like it would be in a Godzilla movie.
Right.
Yeah, big.
Okay.
I must be your supervisor.
Now I understand. Is there any other language like that in there?
I must be your supervisor because I know you are owner of community. Upgrade services for senior citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Create alternative to real estate tax hike in the budget.
Oh.
Then you go inside, Mike, and you read even more. When I am buried someday, it will be in Fairfax County.
God bless him.
Who am I? I wandered the jungles and swamps of Vietnam as an infantry soldier.
All right.
A Marine wars over all obstacles to achieve victory in any battlefield. I challenge any injustice wherever it exists.
Excellent.
Yeah.
This
is good literature.
I challenge all citizens to join for a united community. I challenge the district to improve its parks and beautify its streets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on board.
And then...
Now, we can't go as far as endorsing, can we?
No, I guess not.
And then when you go to the other page, which again has on the top...
I must be your supervisor.
It's real big and bold letters with
that. Now I understand the connection.
Young Duck on. This new face is your civil servant. That's what it says under its picture. Does it say it?
Yeah, right there.
And then it's,
I like this guy. I want him to win.
You gotta like this guy.
So the second page says, you know, I must be your supervisor.
Yes, very urgent.
Young Duck on for supervisor.
It's urgent.
This new face is your civil servant. As you know, a new face shows freshness, creativity, royalty, ambition,
loyalty. Oh, royalty. Yes.
Oh, loyalty.
Ambition. Endurance.
What?
This new face is your civil servant. I must be your supervisor.
Yeah.
So I am blown away.
And there it is, right? It says on for supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
I am blown away, and I must meet this man.
Do you think we will have the same good fortune that we had with our other pick-to-click, Chad Peterson?
Let me say that if you want to know the celebrity that he most resembles, and in the middle here, right by where it says in big bold letters, I must be your supervisor. And then it says, when I am buried someday, it will be in Fairfax County.
Right.
There are pictures of this fellow when he served as an infantry soldier in Vietnam.
Uh-huh.
And there's a picture of him, and he's sitting up against a Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say the celebrity he most resembles is Fuji from McHale's Navy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Because remember they would dress Fuji up sometimes, like in the U.S. Navy guy's outfit?
Absolutely, yes.
And there he is. And he must be the supervisor.
I
must be your supervisor.
That is urgent. And is this on his little placards too?
Yes. Hold on here. Someone who is singing the signs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you mean you've seen the signs in general, or you've seen the signs for Young Duck On?
No, for On. There's a few of them around Annandale. I actually saw this guy, and he kind of looks like Yon Kam Cook.
Now, have you seen a sign that says, I must be your supervisor?
Yeah, and it's got a picture of him, and he's not dressed in white or anything, but, you know, just going by at 30 miles an hour, it almost looks like he's in, like, a karate stance. It's just me.
Well, I mean, this is a tough guy,
yeah.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's not asking, he's telling.
That's right.
He's saying, this is the way it has to be.
Mm-hmm. Now, not only is he stating very loudly and boldly in his pamphlet, I must be a supervisor, but on the back of the envelope that had the propaganda in it,
yes,
we inquired, it says...
He called me outside a giant and wanted me to sign a petition for him.
Oh, that's good. And I
said, what's your platform? He says, disability and elderly.
All right. But he signed it, so good for him.
On the back of the envelope, they have a stamp, and it says, The power is only you.
Yeah!
I like that.
I must be your supervisor.
That's good. That's good. I want him to win. You know, it's very important that we track on election day which guys win. And I tell you, if Chap Peterson is not reelected, and what is it?
Young Duck On.
Young Duck On. If Young Duck On is not elected, I will be very, very disappointed.
Yeah, let me just say, and I know that there's that whole equalness and fairness and broadcasting thing.
Where we have to bring the other candidates in?
Which I think is a bunch of crap.
Comedy show.
I'm not endorsing anybody. I'm saying that...
Oh, come on.
Mike,
show some heart.
I'm not going to endorse him.
Go ahead and do it. You know you want to.
I must endorse Young Duck On.
Yes!
Yeah.
Bravo!
I must endorse Young Duck On.
Good.
We must.
When he is buried someday, it will be in Fairfax County.
I like that line. There you go. That is wonderful.
Who am I? I must be your supervisor.
So do you think we'll be fortunate enough? The way it worked is Chap Peterson just came down to the station.
Right.
So if Young Duck On is listening to this, I hope he comes
not
down
that far
here.
Away.
I need your vote. I must be your supervisor.
And what's it say on the back of the envelope again?
On the back of the envelope.
What does it say here?
The power is only you.
Good.
How great is that?
I love it. I do. I love it.
So that's the guy.
That's the man.
Let's track him down. Somebody get to Duck, Young Duck On. Mm-hmm. And if Old Duck wants to come on the show, if Cold Duck wants to come on the show,
absolutely.
Bring all the ons on. And let's get him here. Let's find out. And
now, I mean, if I can help, if they're listening, if they're the organizers are listening, I just could help his slogan. Right on. I mean, I just think it would be wonderful.
Oh, A-H-N, I get it. Right on.
Well, you don't have to write them in, though, so it's, you know.
What I love, though, is you know, like the Japanese-Chinese movie, Kung Fu dialogue.
Same kind of dialogue style.
Mm-hmm. I must be your supervisor.
Power is only you.
Sure.
This is your new face of civil servant. As you know, a new face shows freshness, creativity,
right?
Endurance.
Mm-hmm.
Young Duck On for supervisor.
I'm going to track that career.
Yeah.
And I think supervisor will only be the beginning.
That's right.
When I am buried someday, it will be in Fairfax County.
Good. You know what he's saying with that?
Right.
You know, he's saying he's committed.
He's a lifer.
Here to stay.
He's here. He's not going to go. He's going to fly by night. No way.
And he must be a supervisor.
I agree.
So anyway, let's someone get the word out to this guy that we found a niche on this show now in this political.
So remember,
season.
Just in case if anybody's curious, it's AHN, which is probably how it looked on the ballot.
Right.
And it's important to point that out.
Now, do you think that'll...
Because on the back of the envelope again, it said, because that's my favorite one.
The power is only you. I must be your supervisor.
I agree. Good luck, Young Duck On.
In Japan.
Korea.
We make 5,000 cars a month.
Yeah, are you going back to Gung Ho again?
To Gung Ho, yeah. Okay. And then Michael Keaton lies to the guy and says, okay, we can do 5,000 cars.
Right.
And really all the guys, and Norm from Cheers is one of the guys in this movie, they end up, they're like one or two cars short.
Mm-hmm.
They make something like 14,998 cars. And because we're Americans with our sloppy work ethic, we think, that's close enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come in and they say, you not make 5,000 cars, you get no deal.
You get no idea. What's the movie Gung Ho?
Yeah.
And
no.
Then,
it's pretty good.
Then what happens is...
That's why I like Gung Ho. Gung Ho.
The Japanese guys start helping them make the last two
right.
cars.
And is that how it ends?
It has a... Well, the car falls apart.
Is it a happy ending?
Yeah, it's a happy ending.
Okay.
It's a happy ending.
Isn't that... When does Joe Piscopo come in?
Joe Piscopo is the guy that's in the airplane.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Dropping the bomb.
I thought he was just in Johnny Dangerously.
No, he's not. Okay, that was a bad Michael Keaton movie.
Yeah.
But let me just say.
You know my favorite Michael Keaton movie?
Beetlejuice.
Oh, you know, you can't argue with Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice is a freaking killer.
You know what? And another Michael Keaton movie where he's a bad guy. He's a horrible guy. I don't know the name of this movie.
Is it the one with Ray Liotta?
No, this one is where they move into a house. And I think it's with Matthew Modine and Michael Keaton's the tenant, and he boards it up.
And he won't vacate great. The apartment.
It's called Mr. Mom.
He's fantastic.
No,
stop it.
And now on the
Pacific Heights. Pacific Heights.
Oh yeah.
Joining us from Mason District of Fairfax County, candidate for Board of Supervisors, indeed. It's not the guy. It's not. Hold on a second. It's not.
It's not Young Duck On?
Young Duck On, but it's someone from his campaign. Hello?
Hello?
Ha! You got me! Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's
that? Tommy.
Hey.
What, Tom?
Tom, did you just hang up on yourself?
He just ejected.
Well.
Yeah, there he is. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Hey, this is where I went Saturday.
Where'd you go Saturday, Tom?
Mike, Rob, don't do this.
Oh, you went to Hooters. That's right.
Yeah, and I got... a calendar for you all.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
That's fantastic, Tom.
And the waitress, I said, this calendar goes to Don and Mike, and Don's birthday, she knew what it was for.
Hey, Tom?
Yes?
Have you heard about Rod Roddy?
Who's that? Who's Rod Roddy? Who's that?
You ever watch The Price is Right?
Yeah.
You know the guy that says,
come on down.
You're next on The Price is Right.
Hold on, that's the wrong tape. The guy that says...
It's a new Corvette! That guy, Tom.
Rob Riley on The Price is Right.
Right, Tom.
It's a new Corvette! This is a different Tom, boys.
Tom, I'm sorry to tell you.
What?
That man is dead.
Rob Riley's dead.
Yes. Yeah, how do you feel about that, Tom?
Tom?
Tom.
Is Rob Riley dead?
Yeah, how do you feel about that, Tom?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Put a word on it, Tom, and we got to go to break.
Go to break, guys.
No, what's the word you would use to describe your feelings about the death of Rod Roddy?
Rod Roddy's dead, and I'm praying for him.
That's a new Corvette! That's nice,
that's
Tommy.
Very nice.
Hey, when can I come in? When are we going to be doing the, what do you call it?
Tom, can you roar him back to life?
No, he's still dead, Tom.
All right, bye, Tom.
Hey, guys, when are we going to be doing the Christmas thing?
I don't know. The Christmas thing around Christmas. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello? This is Don Mike Show. Can I help you?
No, I got another caller as well, I think. Kevin?
Yeah, hey, that movie, Pacific Heights.
Go ahead, talk about it with Tom.
Hi, Kevin.
There you go.
Hey, Tom, how are you, buddy?
Good, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How'd the Avon party go?
What?
Nothing. Hey, one comment, guys, before I go. It seems like Buzz, I'm guessing Buzz is smoking a little more. He's got the smoker's laugh going on.
Possible.
Hey, Tom, I like you being on the show like this.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye, caller.
Bye, Tom.
Bye. Hey, robot.
All right, Tom, take us to break. Let's go.
Turn up, Mike, and go to break, and next week...
Tom?
Yeah.
Start again, but this time when we go to break, just be as loud and not nasty as you can, even after we go to break, okay?
Go ahead.
Go to break, guys, and go to my website, tomgavin.com, and now go to tomgavin.cox.net.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Charlie!
Heavy traffic headed west on 66 to Indiana, Fairfax, again into Manassas and Gainesville with lanes open. The outer loop of the Telegraph to the Wilson Bridge. Traffic brought to you by your local rain stop. When you're looking to buy or sell a home, look for the name that brings results, REMAX. REMAX Real Estate Office near you. So call them today. REMAX, outstanding agents,
hey,
outstanding
Kim.
Results. Fear Roughly, Don and Mike Show, WJFK.
Hey, Kim, you're so sexy.
Gotta go, Tom.
Hey, Tom Kim, she's sexy.
Okay, gotta go. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This, how much for the little girl? The women. How much for the women?
What?
Your women. I want to buy your women, the little girl, your daughters. Sell them to me. Sell me your children.
Maitre d'. Maitre d'.
You. How much for your wife?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We're broadcasters. In our business, morals are one thing, but ratings are everything.
All right, there you go.
It's the daytime Emmy Award-winning Don and Mike Show.
Before we move on here.
Yes.
We do have a record holder, at least on today's show. A guy has been on hold. Now we have 21 lines. Remember the good old days? I mean, I'm being facetious. We used to have 4 lines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the simple days.
Now we got 21 lines. They're ringing all the time. We're picking them up. Some of them are screened. There's a guy on hold who has been on hold for 1 hour and 6 minutes.
Wow. Ooh.
And let me just say hello, Chris. Chris?
Yes.
You have been waiting on hold 1 hour and 6 minutes?
I have.
What could possibly be so important?
The answer to your question is no. Thank you. Goodbye then.
So long, Chris.
He just had a simple question.
And you had a simple answer. And he hung up.
Chris?
No, you didn't hang up.
Yeah.
All right.
No,
the answer is no. I don't know what the question is, but the answer is no, Chris.
The answer is no for you as well.
Okay.
The answer is no.
What was the question?
Ah, see, that's the whole thing, Chris.
Did you forget during the hour, over an hour, that you were waiting?
We know the question.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I did. And the answer is yes for me.
Oh, well, the answer is no for me. I know.
Well, I'd like to know what the question is before you answer for me.
Because I know, Mike, it's nothing like about girls or personal or anything like that. Okay?
So you get serious.
Just bear with me. That it's funny that this guy's been waiting now.
Has he forgotten his question?
No, he's not forgotten it, but I'm not going to allow him
to say it.
To say it, even though. But I love the fact that he's waited on hold for over an hour.
So let me ask the caller. Are you satisfied with that?
No, I'm not.
Now, why are you not satisfied? We all answered your question.
But I had a good topic about the question.
But you had a good topic about the question?
Yes.
Do you understand what he's saying?
No.
Specifically about the show.
But see, now you're getting specific. We just are answering your question today, sir.
Oh, that's how it goes.
Is there anything else we can do for you?
Would you afford him the opportunity to go back on hold and maybe we get to him later?
You want to hold on, Chris? We'll come back to you?
No, not really.
Oh, then it's really not that good, is it?
Apparently not.
Well, now, it's been good enough for 1 hour, 1 minute, and 46 seconds and counting.
Yeah.
You want to just give us till the end of this break?
Are you going to come back?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right, hold on. All right. Thanks, dude.
Hang in there.
Okay. That's
cool. Are you going to enlighten any of us with the question?
Yeah, at some point.
Yeah. By the end of the show?
Yeah, trust me, it's nothing.
Oh, I know it's nothing.
That's earth-shattering. It's
no, I'm just you know what it is. It's just I along with the listeners, I'm curious. Curiosity.
It's
a question. Your answer was no. You said no for me, and Rob said yes. I can't imagine.
But the thing
have
is,
you and have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?
No. All right, I'll tell you. Let me get him back on, Chris.
Yeah.
See, here's what's funny: that a guy would wait on hold now for 1 hour. Well over 1 hour and 3 minutes to ask if we watched Joe Millionaire last night.
That wasn't the only question, though.
But that was the one that was on the screen.
Right, because that's what I...
So if you had a separate question, you got to call back.
Yeah.
Okay?
Do you guys think that I was sitting here just waiting for you guys to pick up the phone?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. That's what we thought.
Okay.
Well, let me explain it to you, Chris. The idea that... You know, you have been on hold for over an hour, and then when Don picked up the line, you were there.
that would kind of verify the fact that you have been on hold waiting.
Now, Chris, I'll give you this.
Did you do other stuff?
Maybe you were
other stuff.
You might have been multitasking.
I was multitasking.
I know when I've been on the phone with, like, repair people, and I put it on hands-free, and I go about my business waiting for a very long time.
Or when you're on the phone with one of your women.
You were on the phone with one of my women?
Or like if you were on the phone with anyone. But see, the difference is if you were on the phone with a repair company or if Mike was on the phone with one of his hoochie mamas or whatever the case. You didn't like the hoochie mama?
Not quite.
One of your gal pals? Whatever the case, it would be a particular question that the answer would derive directly to you personally. Like, is my refrigerator running? Well, yes. Well, you better go catch him.
Ah!
I mean, or in the case of Mike and the girl, you know, did you take the test?
Mm-hmm.
Is it positive or negative? That would be, come on, don't get mad now.
No, I'm not.
Don't get mad. No, it's a dumb question about a TV show. And the answer was no, no, no. Because, see, I know you didn't watch it last night.
How did you know that?
Because, you already told us you were at the bad party.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
So I knew you didn't see the show last night.
Okay.
Chris?
Great talking to you.
Great talking to you.
Chris, do you feel unsatisfied?
I do. I do a little bit.
I don't get that. Or I should say dissatisfied.
What were you expecting after over an hour and 5 minutes on hold?
Not much, really.
And you're not happy now, are you?
No, I'm not.
That's unfortunate.
And I wish you were on some level.
I'm sure you do.
No, I really do.
Anything you can do?
Rob is shaking his head that he doesn't.
Why don't you hold on? And I promise we'll come back before the end of the break.
And hey, will you allow him to hold on and we come back before the end of the break? He has to have some new thought?
Yeah. Entertain a new question.
Think of something else.
Are you going to answer the same question I already asked?
No, you have to come up with, Chris, you come up with a new question.
New question, new answer.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right, dude, hold on. Get that question ready.
All right, dude.
Because it's going to be a short break, because we want to do this Bob Barker bit, so we're going to come right back to you.
All right.
Okay. Hold on a second.
He doesn't sound happy.
That's Chris. Well, he's been waiting over an hour to get on the radio.
Yeah.
Did you watch Joe Millionaire?
Yes, because it's important. These questions need to be answered.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don, Mike.
Unleash the hounds!
Wow.
Where's that guy been all our lives?
Boy, he wasn't waiting for an hour.
Where's that guy been?
A flashback.
All right, hey, Chris.
Yeah.
How you doing, Chris? Here's our new caller to the show, Chris.
Hey, Chris, what can we do for you today?
Nothing, really. Just wanted to call and say hi.
Chris, don't you remember the conversation we just had?
No.
Okay,
what was
Chris?
That?
Chris, remember, Chris, what's wrong with you?
Chris, remember, you called with the Joe Millionaire thing, and I tried to have a little fun with you. We said we were going to put you on hold, move on with the show, but we'd come back before the end of the break. And you would have another question for us.
Oh, I thought you were going to come back after the break.
No, right before the break. Right before the break.
I can't think that quick.
All right, so we'll put you on. How much time you need?
I don't doubt that.
How much time you need?
About another hour.
How about 3 minutes? Can you come up?
He said another hour.
No, he did say
that. That would bring us right into the middle of Buzz's news. We'll give you an hour, Chris.
Chris, are you going to stay on hold for an hour?
I will.
Take your time.
I like
okay.
That.
All right.
Now I'm starting to like Chris.
Okay, now I'm writing this down.
A little bit.
Okay. There you go.
Very little bit.
Chris.
I love you too, Mike.
Thank you, brother.
All right, Chris.
You're pathetic.
Mike. There we go.
Mike.
Bye-bye.
We're good.
See you later.
Mike.
All right.
Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry.
Mike just dropped the F-bomb.
Yeah. Chris, I thought I liked Chris. I don't like Chris anymore.
I guess you don't.
He turned on you.
Imagine that. Yeah. I wonder why.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
How you doing? Hey, did you guys know that they've got a couple of candidates in mind to replace Rod Roddy on The Price is Right?
Is this a joke or do you have the real names?
Well, they're trying to pick between two guys. They're trying to decide between Mark Cutback Davis and Bob Jungle Dutch Gerard.
Those guys are fags! All right, thank you for the setup. I only mentioned it because when I was talking to Boy today, he says that there's already a guy in the wings.
Well, wasn't he sick for... I mean, there's a guy that's been there, right?
When Rod Roddy was sick before, Rob, who's the guy who stood in for him?
I think his name is Burton McLean. I know his first name is Burton.
Does he wear fancy jackets?
They don't show Burton.
He doesn't?
No, but I bet they will now.
Or maybe he's hideously disfigured and doesn't like camera time.
So Burton never got any camera time at all.
I've not seen it.
Uh-huh.
It's on in my house every day.
In fact, I never watch it.
In fact, I never do.
That's Roger Ebert, right?
Yeah.
Hello, Don, Mike Show.
Yeah, Don, I want to know, how long can you string along an idiot? Can you put me on hold and see how long I last?
Sounds almost like a sexual reference.
Sure.
Put me on hold and see how long I last.
Ooh.
Sure, okay. Stay on hold.
Do you consider yourself an idiot, sir?
I try because I want to strive to be like Chris.
Who doesn't? All right, thanks.
Good for you.
Clock is running on you now. Clock is running at 3 seconds and counting.
Mark.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, how are you doing, guys? Did you watch Joe Millionaire?
I think the guy had a funny call. He just didn't get it through.
That's,
did you just ask us if we watched Joe Millionaire?
Yeah.
Yeah, see that? Okay, that's funny.
And almost a little funny with the bad cell phone.
Yeah. Not bad. See you.
I see you.
Bye then.
I must be your disc jockey.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I have been to The Price is Right, and I have seen Burton. I just don't know his last name at the exact second, but he is a brother, and it's really neat because you listen to that
Rob.
Voice, and you just don't realize.
You should see Rob right now. Rob is up in arms.
But he's not hideously disfigured.
No. He's got one of those kind of LeVar Burton real smile faces, like, hi, welcome to The Price is Right kind of thing going on, you know.
So you're saying he's perky?
Yes, he's very perky.
We're getting many calls now saying that he is a black man.
He's kind of that LeVar Burton look.
You know that look, Mike.
Sure.
You know that.
Would that be the look from Geordi?
You know
once
that.
Once again, a black man.
Yeah, Geordi from Star Trek.
People are funny.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I think I'm repeating what she just said. Burton Richardson, black guy. They showed him on the nighttime Price is Right in Vegas.
So how do you feel about that, about a brother taking that job? How do you feel about that? You had to call
Don,
the colored folk.
Has our society evolved? My God.
Apparently not.
It wasn't.
I'm from these callers. Mike, it wasn't an issue with me.
I know it wasn't an issue
I didn't
with
know
you.
The dude was black, but people are calling
Don,
in now.
It was just that it surprised me because he was so well-spoken.
Oh, God. Oh,
you're
all right.
Funny.
She gets the joke.
Yeah. Okay, you're funny.
All right.
All right. Thank
oh, my God.
Bye.
I thought for a second she was being real.
Me too.
I really did.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just want to tell him that Bert is real well-spoken.
Okay.
Here they come.
Same joke.
Second guy now. But at least they're trying jokes now when they're calling
us. They are.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I want to know if you guys are going to watch the Joe Schmo finale tonight, and I'll stay on hold for my answer.
No.
You know, if you had a better presentation.
Yeah.
I blew it. I blew it.
I don't know what that was in the middle of that.
Oh, too late. I was going to ask him if he wanted to say something about his mom.
Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, she's a whore.
Yes, of course.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Yes, of course.
Of course she is.
This is Carmichael.
Of course she's a whore.
Don and Mike. Your mother's a whore.
Of course I know your mother. A whore.
Hello.
I love you, Buzz.
I love you, sir.
Hey, I was wondering if Maury Amsterdam was in today, you guys.
Wow.
No.
Come on, please. I'm going through my third surgery with you, not that you played for me the first time.
Maury Amsterdam will only say one thing to you, sir, all right?
Hey, I'm sure that I heard your mother's a whore. Your mother's a whore. Hello. Part of my show.
Yes,
Carmichael.
Yes, can you put me on hold so I can check for blood in my stool?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, this is Beth.
Hi, Beth. Hello, Beth.
Hello.
You're on the air, Beth.
Hi, I just wanted to ask if they were homifying prices right also.
What did she say?
Are they homifying The Price is Right also?
Okay, everybody's trying. Everybody's trying really hard.
Yeah.
Here's the main problem.
What is the problem?
You guys just aren't funny. I mean, some of you are.
What's wrong with people?
Some of you are.
Are their mothers all whores?
Some of you are, and some of your topics were actually quite good.
Mrs. Carmichael, you lack a decent sense of humor.
It's a time-locked vault, Mrs. Carmichael. You
You're going to be in with Burton Richardson, incidentally. He's black.
Oh, my God.
He's black, and he's going to be on The Price is Right.
Oh, dear. Well, at least they're not homifying the show.
We went to IMDb.com and found out he's sometimes credited as Burt Richardson.
Ooh, isn't that exciting, though? I must be your supervisor.
He was on Kickbox of the TV show.
Oh, you've probably seen him.
And he was also the announcer on the Arsenio Hall show.
Well, there
that
you go.
Explain why he's black.
Wonderful.
That explains it.
That sure explains everything. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. We was on Arsenio Hall.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Mr. Carmichael.
Hello there.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, are you guys going to listen to the Don and Mike show in Seattle tonight?
That doesn't make any sense, and I don't know why I'm laughing at
potential, but I...
What the hell are you talking about?
Hey, Don, Mike, hey, guys, welcome back to Baltimore. I can finally stop working every day at 3 o'clock now.
Well, that's good.
We've been on Live 105 in Baltimore for how long? Like 2 or 3 months?
And I don't understand your Seattle comment. We don't live in Seattle.
Well, don't they rerun it every night in Seattle?
Yes, we don't live in Seattle.
No, we live in Washington.
Can't get it here.
Over your head. Hey, listen.
Yeah. No, explain it.
Hold on. That joke is not over our heads.
Then explain it.
If only we could have heard that.
If only...
Yeah.
Say it without the word, without the C word. Say it. Just say number three.
My mom's a number three drinking whore.
Oh, my.
That was a moment.
Bingo.
Love you guys. I'm out.
Okay. Love you. See you later.
He pulled the ripcord.
Yeah.
It was over our head and then right to the mother.
Smart move.
Oh.
He's dead.
My mother is a number three drinking whore.
And he said the C word for number three, you know.
We've never had that brought into the mother comment.
No. How bad you are.
Wow.
All right, well, listen, all of this talk about Rod Roddy has just got me...
Yes.
...aroused, constipated...
all at the same time.
...excited for Burton Richardson.
Of course.
But really, who would know best? Our friend Bob Barker.
That's right.
Live via satellite.
Good. Very good.
To wherever he's at. A mausoleum somewhere, I believe, with Rod Roddy will be... is he there?
Hello?
Bob, it's a test.
This is Bob Barker.
It's a test, Bob. We are going to do a break and come back and interview you about the death of Rod Roddy.
Well, I'd love to talk about it with you. It would be wonderful to talk about the passing of Rod Roddy and the Donna McTrover.
Have you ever thought that Burton Richardson looks like Geordi from Star Trek?
I have, and he's so well-spoken. Wonderful. I have a solid stool for you.
Hey, Bob, we're going to go to break.
I'd love to go to break. And may I just say, on the Don and Mike show, this is Bob Barker saying my mother's a whore.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike show.
Look what we have for you to bid on now. A barbecue and a new car. No, a lovely dinette group. Palachek's casual dining group is made from the highest quality rattan. The handsome cane-back chairs add distinction to the timeless design from Palachek. And to the winner of this dinette set goes Lippmann's Wonder Mop. Your hands never touch water. Just slide its special record sleeve down and twist. Lippmann's for better mops.
Roger, Rod?
Yes, Bob?
Would you like a glass of water? Or a glass of something?
Hey, what happened?
The Don and Mike Show.
They are dirty. Wash them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's exactly what happened.
Right, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin.
Rod Roddy is
solid,
gone.
I look funny.
Game show in the sky. Joining us now from his Beverly Hills mansion via live satellite like we used to do with Lisa Remedy.
Hello.
Here is Bob Barker.
Hello.
Hey, Humpty.
Hello.
Bob.
Hello, Don.
Bob, I can't see you, but something tells me you're talking into the wrong end of the phone.
Ah, there we are. I'm on a microphone. By a satellite, and I love the Humpty Dance.
Wish we could have the Humpty Dance on the Price is Right, the highest rated game show in daytime television.
So you, my friend.
We are devastated at the loss of Rod.
True.
He was a wonderful announcer who did such a great job. I'd like to tell you that I really do miss Rod Roddy every day of my life, and he was a one in a million announcer.
Buzz, let me know when we got a break.
Okay. Hello.
I will.
I'm going to tell you right now, there weren't many television professionals like Rod Roddy, and I am so disappointed that he's gone.
And he took place of Johnny Olsen, and he was...
Johnny Olsen was another, and he wasn't queer.
Buzz, take us to a...
Everyone thought that he was, but I'll tell you, he will be missed. I miss Rod Roddy. I love that man like a brother.
The Don and Mike Show with their special guest, Bob Barker, will be back in just a moment.
Wonderful. Are we clear?
Yeah,
we're
I don't know. Are we clear?
Good. Yeah, we're clear.
Yeah.
How are you, Don?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Bob? I wish
great
you could
to
see
be
you.
On your show. Wonderful. When do we come back on the real live show?
I think in like 2 minutes.
Yeah. I would love to do. I can do another segment. I'm very, very busy. We are shooting schedule. The Price is Right. Very, very busy, you know. You can't pause for cheesy little funerals, especially for a dime a dozen announced.
Are you going to do some kind of eulogy on the show for him?
No. No, I won't be doing a eulogy. That man's diet is what killed him.
Now
if he'd lost the weight, he would be alive today.
He died
That's
not
the
only...
That's the problem with Rod Roddy.
Not only colon cancer, but breast cancer.
And he always grabbed at my D&Bs. Very, very annoying in the dressing room. He's not queer, playful.
He's a guy.
I'll tell you right now, I got so tired of looking at those neon shirts that he'd wear each and every day, those jackets. Yeah. Tacky, tacky, Rod. Tacky, but of course then they caught on with our vast population of audience, the lowest common denominators. Lowest common denominators, and they never cared about spaying or neutering pets.
What about
Donna? I don't really believe Donna. We're not on the air, right?
Yeah, we're
on. No, we're not.
I don't think he was more than 40% gay. That's the truth from me to you. Is that your boy Rob in the background?
Yeah.
Hello, Rob.
Hi, Bob.
Bob Barker here. How are you?
If you ever need anything, Bob.
That's great. Come out to CBS Television City, Rob. We'll give you a tour. We'll give you those CBS curtains.
What about the
hello?
It's very rare for a man he had breast cancer.
I know.
I know he had colon cancer, but breast cancer.
But I'll tell you, they were big enough, and it's very unfortunate. And I'll tell you how. The way that I look at this is that's just one of those things, and the most important thing for the Price is Right, Don, is to immediately get a replacement. And I said, this time make him black. That's what Bob Barker did.
You said that.
Wonderful.
Now are you
but
going
I
to...
don't miss him. No, I don't miss him. Huh. Horrible breath.
Mm. Rod Roddy?
Rod Roddy had the worst breath on daytime television.
Now,
do we come back on your show?
I said a minute.
I don't understand these commercial
Did you dislike the man? Or
yes.
Why?
I don't care for anyone trying to upstage me, and I knew that he was always doing that, and I asked for Gregory Hines to replace him, but of course that went awry also. I will tell you right now, Rod Roddy was always trying to steal the show, and everyone knows that The Price is Right is my show, Don Geronimo.
Well, Bob?
Yes.
Some might say if you said, what do you connect with The Price is Right, they might say, you know, come on down.
No.
That's what Rod Roddy is saying.
I'm going to tell you a story about
okay.
that.
Okay. All right.
If you can allow me to.
Sure. Off the record, Bob.
Off the record.
Off the record.
All right. Johnny Olsen and I were at a strip joint together.
Oh. Johnny Olsen
Johnny
was the
Olsen
guy before Rod Roddy.
Always said to the strippers the same thing, come on down. And he was inviting them down from the stage into our laps. And he smelled like pickle. That's Johnny Olsen. That's not Rod Reiner.
Right.
So Come On Down was really born at a slightly risque joint. Huh. And he'd say, come on down. And they'd jump down in our laps right during my Truth or Consequences days.
And the Rod Roddy gay thing, you think it was his 40%?
No more than 40% gay. But that's enough, don't you agree?
Coming back.
We're coming back?
Yeah.
All right, give us a count down here, Buzz.
All right, I'll try to put on
five
my
seconds.
Sullen persona.
What's the percentage that's okay?
10.
10% gay is okay?
I think we all have five.
And now,
don't you?
Back to the Don and Mike Show with our guest, Bob Barker.
Hello, Barker here.
We're very glad on this.
Price is Right, the highest rated game show on daytime television.
On this very sad day.
Very sad.
Game show land where we're
so
glad to be joined by
this Rod.
By Bob.
I'll tell you.
Yes, Bob?
That's how much it means to me. He's gone. And I will never see him again. And he's a friend. And I'm sad.
Yeah.
What I'd like to remind everyone, if they get the opportunity to spay and neuter their pets.
Rob, Bob?
Yes.
Bob, what about these awful rumors that we're hearing from people from undisclosed sources saying that Rod Roddy was 40% gay?
40%. No truth to that whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care for those rumors. I don't care for movie magazines. I don't read them. They are all junk.
Mm.
I will tell you right now, though, that all the Plinko chips are at half mast for Mr. Roddy today. We will not be playing dice game.
What about hole-in-one?
Hole-in-one game has been suspended. I have put my golf club in the back quarter. In a day of remembrance for Rod Roddy, but the shooting schedule will resume, and the highest-rated show in game time television will go on.
What would you say to
That's
those?
How much it meant to me.
To those mourning Rod Roddy now, what would you say to them in their time of need?
I would like to say he will be missed by his TV family, Don. And I will also say that for those people who missed the bright jackets and the wonderful staccato delivery of Mr. Rod Roddy, it's time to focus on my beauties, and all of you should grow a set.
Thank you, Bob. We're going to break now, and we'll
you.
Be right
Thank
back.
You. Goodbye. Spay and neuter your pets.
On Westwood One.
We'll Thank right you. Back.
The Don and Mike Show will return in a moment.
Whew. Are we clear?
Clear. Yeah. We're
Don?
Yeah, can you still hear me, Bob?
Yeah, it's great talking to you. I've got to run. I've got a golf game this afternoon, and I also have to check because there was just a slight amount of blood in my stool when I woke up this morning.
Oh, dear.
You banging any of those beauties?
I don't do the beauties anymore. Mr. Bob doesn't even work with the blue pills.
Really?
Little Bob is really, really not working lately, and I'd like to get it fixed, but unfortunately I'm very, very old. You know that, Don. No longer. Diane Parkinson was the last Parkinson that I banged. Now I'm looking at Parkinson's. Very, very frightening.
I was going to say, you used to go inside Parkinson's and now Parkinson's.
I did. Now it's
Parkinson's
inside me.
Inside you.
Very bad.
Funny,
I certainly hope not. But it's always important to get a checkup, don't you think, Tom?
Oh.
Always very important to get a checkup.
What, like your butt, your ass?
Your butt, as Rod has proved, your boobs, your pooper.
Mm-hmm.
Everything should be checked. And that's what I call mine. May I help you? This is Bob Barker. I need help with my pooper.
But Bob, the thing is, and don't worry because we're not on the air, I'm amazed that you're not broken up about the passing of Rod Roddy. You actually seem happy.
I'm not all that happy, but I'll miss him a little bit. Then we'll replace him. Mm. I just want to stop shaking like the Price is Right choo-choo. That's all.
Price is Right choo-choo.
The Price is Right choo-choo, bringing out the wonderful gifts. I like it when the spokesmodels hold up the diamonds because they have to hold their hands extra steady, and it gives Bob a good grip. A good grip on a nice firm ass.
What about the allegations we've heard about Rod Roddy going to Taiwan?
Don?
Yeah, Bob.
Rod used to buy all his fabric for his jackets in Thailand, and he'd go over there, and you know what they have in Bangkok. It's the Thailand sex tours, where a young man or old man can get whatever he wants, and I'm sure he partook. It was probably one day of fabric buying, and the rest of the time, he would be in a bathhouse with Asian women of various ages sprinkling hot wax on his genitals.
Be the 60% time.
It was disappointing, I'll tell you right now. And sometimes it would be with men or boys. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I never researched.
Boy.
All I know is we just had silk fabric dripping with jizz.
Oh, wow.
Do you know?
I don't think I can say that, Rob.
I
think it's probably absolutely going to go away.
Let me see. Yeah, I don't think that'll make the air.
I don't think so.
Do you know that he was the announcer, Rod Roddy was the announcer for Love Connection?
I'll tell you what, Tom Geronimo.
Yeah.
I don't care. Bob Barker really doesn't care.
He was also the announcer on the Family Feud, Family Feud Challenge, and the new Family Feud.
But do you know what he was first and foremost?
What?
An employee. That's how I look at him. Like all of my employees, they die. It happens and they go away.
Bob,
have we replaced them?
How come you have not died, though, Bob?
I will live forever. I've signed a deal with the Price is Right devil. I will live forever. Uh-huh. He was my voice, bitch. That is all. That is all. He was.
He was your what?
He was my voice, bitch.
Oh, I got it. When he would do the whole, it's a Corvette.
That's right. He was a voice, bitch. That's what I called all my announcers. Time to get another voice, bitch. Johnny Olson buys the farm. Bring another voice, bitch, in. Then we get another guy. Bring in the guy that looks like LaVar. That's what I said. Time for another voice, bitch, bitch. Bitch. Very excited about the new season, though. Are you going to be watching at home? It's a wonderful daytime television event. 11 o'clock on most of your CBS East Coast
paper. I turn it on sometimes. You're always spinning a wheel, and there's always either Marines or Fat Housewives.
I love to play Plinko with a good Marine. It's wonderful. It's been my formula for years. We've got men in uniform. Bring them up on stage. Bob says, let's have fun. Mm-hmm.
What have you done for, I don't know if there is a...
I wish I was there, Don Geronimo. I'd let you reach in my pocket. See what Bob has for you. Wow. Could be a wad of cash.
What have you done for the Roddies?
The Roddies, what I did, I sent a lovely floral arrangement over, followed by a card and an autograph, publicity still of Bob Barker saying, to Rod's family, he will be missed. I say bye-bye to my voice, bitch. Very, very disappointed. And I sent over a 6-month supply of Jiffy Pop popcorn. Nothing makes those death blues go away than sitting around the TV enjoying some freshly popped popcorn. The Roddies will enjoy it for 6 months, and if they don't eat it every week, it'll last even longer. Why, for God's sake, you can stretch it out like a year's worth.
Is it true?
Eat it, voice bitch.
Is it true you're thinking about embalming his body with turtle wax?
I would like to have... I was turned down by the widow Roddy when I called and respectfully requested that we have Rod stuffed. Unfortunately, they won't allow it. I thought it would be wonderful to put him right out in the lobby at CBS Television City. Yeah. But he doesn't want it.
Bob, thank you for your time.
Voice bitch. Ron Roddy. Nice talking to you, Don.
Nice talking to you, Bob.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Let's see if Bob leaves his microphone on.
Yeah.
For just a second.
I don't care. I've got to do another interview. Yes, I do. Come over here.
Oh. Now.
Touch it. Oh. Now, what I need you to do... That's exactly right. Reach over here. Exactly. You're a lovely, lovely girl.
Oh, no, he's with a girl.
Reach into my trousers. Look what you find. Please. Thank you, Les.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
Les
Moonves, you are my hero.
Wow.
I love girl. You. I love you.
I thought he said girl. Well, he does have a girl's name, Leslie.
Yeah. Who's your bitch?
Oh, God.
Are you my bitch?
Okay, I'm going to have to turn this off.
I want you right now to take your mouth and...
Yeah.
Turn that off.
Yeah, you have to.
No.
Apparently the channel's still open.
I just did the Don and Mike show in Washington, D.C. That's right. Take my pants off.
Oh,
rub me.
Aha.
Les. Good spot. He's a radio guy. Yes, same old crap. I should have put Roddy in the Amana radar range. All right. Will you wipe me?
No,
we didn't need to hear that.
Wipe me.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Of course it's red.
He made it up.
It's always been red.
Oh, dear. Yes.
What's your lead story on the news and comments today?
I know.
Today, what do Puff Daddy and Kathy Lee Gifford have in common?
Not too much friction.
Sweatshop labor.
Of course it's red and angry. Wipe it harder.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
He doesn't
come
know.
No. On the no, Don and Mike Show.
I understand that fine.
He thinks we're done. Well,
mind
we
the dead skin.
Oh, he doesn't know the word.
No!
Still listening.
Oh, wonderful.
Hey, that was all very...
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They are old and pathetic. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Let me mention that tomorrow on the show, we must decide what we're going to do on Halloween.
Halloween.
That's Friday. Now, an annual treat on the show, Friday, Joe Ardinger, world's oldest phone screener. He'll be out trick-or-treating for beer.
Yay. Yes.
Trick or beer. Joe with his wagon and the cell phone. Also, we got $1,000 to give away on Friday for our Halloween show. Mm-hmm. We can either do like a costume version of strip trivia, or we can do one of those gross out shows, or we can do something like scare us.
Scare us?
That if you come into the studio and do something that actually scares us, I don't mean come in, you know, pull out a knife and say, you know.
That's scary, yeah.
You know.
Glad you're qualifying that.
You know, some kind of a wacky stunt or trick that would scare us.
I find nudity horrifying.
I do, too. I'm terrified. Very scary.
Anyway, we'll figure that out tomorrow. It's time for
Scary Nipple.
Buzz's show now, the Buzz News Show, brought to you by Veramax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer. It's Dr. Develop.
Someone call for a doctor?
And it's good for nipple rimming. Clinically tested for Vermax works. Get it at Rite Aid. Do you think Roddy did that?
Wipe me.
Nipple rimming?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Try it 2D. Vermax, 1-888, try VMAX. Now, here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. A group that watches over such stuff says Sean Puffy Combs has been using sweatshop labor to make his upscale line of Sean John clothing.
Once again, a black man.
The National Labor Committee's out with a report outlining the working conditions at the factory in Honduras. The report says that factory subjects its workers to daily body searches.
Did you wash your ass today?
Contaminated drinking water. And 12-hour days. Pregnancy tests are mandatory, and workers who refuse to take them or test positive are fired. For this, they get 24 cents for each $50 sweatshirt they make. Some of the workers are teenagers.
You know what we call that?
What?
The line one method.
So that's what he does. Quoting a spokesman for Sean John, we had absolutely no knowledge of the situation. We take these matters very seriously. We have a director of compliance who will be looking into this matter immediately.
Now, Buzz, why would Puffy or whoever's running this company make these workers take pregnancy tests? Because even if they're knocked up, well, you can still work them at their...
You go 8 months.
Sewing machines, right. I was going to say right up into the ninth.
But it's that week and a half, or maybe that 3 days when they have to deliver the baby and hang with it for a while.
Yeah, and the morning sickness and
24
all that.
Hours.
Yes. You think 24 hours back to work?
Well, no, I mean, I'm thinking, 24 hours from the time...
To deliver?
That the woman is sitting in the sweatshop, the Kathy Lee Gifford Puffy Comb sweatshop.
Right.
From the time that she goes, okay, this is it.
Right.
The baby's coming out now. You've got 24 hours... courtesy of Puffy Combs to have the baby, clean yourself up, and get back to your spot at your Singer sewing machine.
And you save money on the pregnancy test, too.
Right.
You know, you don't have to worry about that.
Right,
and
who cares?
But when the water breaks, couldn't that stain the sweatshirts?
This is true. Could cause an electrical fire.
Well, never mind that. We
that doesn't matter.
Right, it's a tax write-off.
Doesn't matter if the whole building goes up.
The company says it takes this seriously. It's going to look into it. But the company had refused to comment until the Labor Committee threatened to make public its report. The factory also makes clothing lines for rappers Jay-Z and Damon Dash.
I know we're kidding about Alan Linewine, but that's very true. Mm-hmm. I mean, you want a ticket out of this place? Get knocked up.
That's it.
I've tried.
You want a ticket up? Ticket out? Get knocked up.
Absolutely.
So all you got to do is tell Alan you got one in you.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Have a nice maternity leave. And incidentally, you know what that means? Maternity leave? You're fired.
Yeah.
Maternity leave means maternity leave.
Leave.
Well, P. Diddy will give up sex, but only for the sake of the kids. He's running in the New York Marathon November 2nd, and he's training by, among other things, avoiding sex.
Oh, come on.
Once again... A black man.
That is PR spin, Buzz.
Oh, I believe every word, Mike. He tells USA Today that this abstinence is, and I quote, a long...
Yeah, that's why he stumbled
almost
on
almost said
it.
Absence.
Exactly. Kind of a Freudian slip there.
Listen, I have news for you.
Yes?
If lack of sex means that you would do great... Right here, Rob Spiewak would have won the Boston Marathon like the last 8 years in a row.
There's your proof. Well, quoting P. Diddy.
And I just want to say, so Rob doesn't feel alone, I'd be one step behind him. I mean,
look at those guys. They're flying like Apollo.
There are all these guys that trained for this in Nigeria and all this. You know, professional winners.
Right.
All of a sudden, the announcer goes, oh, my God, here come two very fat white guys.
They are flying.
Oh, my God.
I believe it's the lack of sex that has done this.
Quoting Puffy, a long time for me because I am a very healthy Scorpio. My hormones are raging. I'm a young man, very passionate, very romantic, but it's for the kids. End quote.
God.
And he's always for the kids. Yeah. My ass is for the kids.
For what kids? For his kids?
No, the kids he's benefiting.
For Jerry's kids?
No, and the kids he's benefiting in the marathon.
Once again, a black man.
Who's the kids, though? The
kids, I don't know.
So he's running
kids.
For...
Just, it's a benefit for capital K,
kids that are, you know...
Is it one of those deals you contribute 5 cents?
You contribute.
You make a contribution.
I say contribute.
Yeah.
Contribute. You contribute.
You're confusing me.
Price is Right announcer Rod Roddy is dead at the age of 67.
I've already heard this on this show today.
I know, but I have, you know what?
Why,
I have stuff I'll bet you haven't heard.
I know, Buzz, I'm just busting your balls.
Hey, no,
what
I mean,
happened?
I have good stuff here. Rod Roddy had been ill for more than 2 years, spent the last couple of months in the hospital with colon and breast cancer, had one breast removed, actually. Roddy was with The Price is Right for over 17 years.
That's not too emasculating.
Yeah, it's tough.
But he was also the announcer on the sitcom Soap, which original announcer Casey Kasem found to be too controversial. So he stepped aside and they hired Rod Roddy. Roddy was the announcer for Press Your Luck and Love Connection.
He was the announcer for Press Your Luck?
Yes, he was.
My favorite one. Watch out for the whammy, Peter Tamarkin.
Peter Tamarkin.
He started as a disc jockey in Texas and was known for his booming voice and even louder sport coats. He hosted a talk show on a station that is now KLIF in Dallas, and he was much hated, actually, by a lot of the audience for his liberal views on the show. 1 week, he did the entire week worth of shows in the nude to protest the shutting down of the musical Hair.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go.
That you didn't
know. Rod Roddy.
That you didn't know.
Bye-bye.
And how would you know? The guys on the radio, how would you know if he's
named? And it hit him so hard, it knocked the feces out of him.
Well, let's be honest. Haven't we been asking that question for years?
Yeah. So we stand here nude.
Nude. Yeah. And aroused.
Move over, Ben and Jen. It's time for the media spotlight to turn to Brad and Jen. Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston.
Because he's planting his demon seed?
No.
No?
No, I'll bring you that news someday, but not today.
That's too bad, because you know the day that he plants that seed?
Mm-hmm. You take all the pictures down?
That is when the fitty Terry is going to come to meet Jennifer Aniston. And my God, when the teat fairy comes, Rob,
we stop. Straightening
up. Guys,
Rob found a fitty. Somebody found a picture of the black announcer from The Price is Right.
The new one.
What's his name?
Martin Richardson.
Okay. Well, don't put his picture in front of me when I'm talking about Jennifer Aniston and the teat fairy coming to the...
But do you think you'll ever see pictures of the fairy coming to Jennifer? No. You think she'll do a Vanity Fair Demi Moore spread?
Oh, God, wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great?
You bad boy.
Can you imagine?
You're such a bad boy.
Can you imagine?
No.
Brad Pitt. You know, I'm talking...
Wait a minute, who?
What?
I thought you were talking about Jennifer Aniston.
No. But I'm talking about...
Isolate that one.
Brad Pitt,
you know,
though.
If somebody isolated that would sound very incriminating. Can you imagine Brad Pitt?
But I was going to say, before it gets oogie, which to me would be, you know, 8 months. Before it gets oogie, you know, you're there. It's unlimited fitty tucking.
Mm-hmm.
Unlimited.
Well, if she agrees to it,
well, she's a woman. She's
like all the unlimited. So you got, and I got, and Rob got the unlimited.
No, I didn't get unlimited, but I'll tell you
Sure didn't.
When I got to when my wife got to the point where she was so big that intercourse became less than. Wait, are you uncomfortable by this?
No.
The deal. What are you doing?
Nothing. Just keep talking.
What are you doing?
He's going to draw something.
You're going to draw a picture. No, I'm not drawing a picture.
When it got to the point when my
Bob, you took all my paper today.
When it got to the point when my wife was too large, then it was exclusively make room for daddy time. It was exclusively fitty tucking, handy wiping.
I mean, there's nothing quite like fitty tucking. I agree.
Sure.
There's nothing quite like that. It's a lot of fun.
Okay.
It really is.
Okay, but see, now you're playing with fire. Because if I read that,
right,
that would have to be explained.
Yeah, I know it would. Yeah. That was for you.
Yeah.
Oh, that was for you, though.
Oh, well, it could have been for you, though.
It was for both of us.
Okay. All right. See, this is why a lot of people wonder, you know, how do you guys last together 18 years?
Yeah.
And this is really the truth. This is the truth. I like Mike and he likes me. And we get along great together.
Yes, we do.
And we make each other laugh.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth be told, I got the goods on him.
Yeah.
He got the goods on me.
Yeah.
And let me just say, that's all about that. I got it, and he got it, and we know it.
Just hearing you talk about that, I just brought back a memory.
Sure.
That's all.
Sure.
And I just wrote down a funny word for Don.
Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston.
A word that I could have written down for you.
Absolutely, which is...
which would have been equally funny.
Pretty unique, actually. Wouldn't it be?
I call it one of our bonding moments.
Sorry, I missed that. Yeah, we used to do that to each other.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Brad and Jennifer have gotten involved in a campaign for peace in the Middle East, along with another hot Hollywood couple, Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman.
Ew.
Oh, boy. Can you picture that with her?
I don't think you could ever do that with her.
Oh, my God.
She could be 18 months pregnant. You couldn't do that with her.
You could probably put a hood over each of their heads and have them naked and say, can you pick out Danny? Can you pick out Rhea? And you probably couldn't pick one out from the other.
Well, you probably automatically get it wrong because I would assume that she's more hairy.
The multi-million-dollar campaign for peace in the Middle East is backed by a Jewish-American businessman. The campaign is called One Voice. But it's not just for celebrities. The backer hopes to get ordinary folk involved, acting as emissaries.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
Hi, Mike.
Even as negotiators. The Palestinians were impressed with Brad and Jen, quoting one official, they asked intelligent questions and clearly know the big picture.
Isn't that wonderful? So I think that's terrific.
We're glad they're involved.
I would imagine that her breasts will become gigantic as she enters pregnancy and then... lactates.
Engorged with milk.
Large titanic orbs.
Of fun flesh.
Fun flesh.
Which can be used both to provide nutrition and to offer pleasure.
Really release tension.
Yes.
For the man. Jennifer Aniston is highly erotic and exotic.
Milk, a lemonade, round the corner.
Fudge is made. This is Donald Goldstein.
And I'm Michael Goodman, attorney at law.
And, I'm the doctor.
I'm the lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been Jew to Jew.
We appreciate you tuning in for this. And,
a little impromptu discussion about Ben and Brad and Jen.
Good luck with the boob fairy. And of course, we've been doing this and she's not even pregnant.
No, not at all.
Of course, it was simply a road, a fantasy road.
And let me just say to all men out there who, like myself, are full-breasted, think of Rod Roddy.
Yeah,
and don't be afraid to give yourself a feel.
Yeah.
Feel.
Examine yourself.
As Michael's doing right now.
There we go. It's feel very important. It's a technique that's a use. You splay your fingers out just like so, and you squeeze.
And then you take your nipple between your thumb and your forefinger.
Mm-hmm. Just like an eraser tip.
Mm-hmm.
This is getting very gay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Not gay to be safe.
And then after a while, you know, I'm okay.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
Thank you.
Governor Arnold has not abandoned his bodybuilding roots.
Buzz, I'm glad you brought this up. Yeah. I just wanted to say, you know, we do have a national show that is syndicated throughout America through lots of California.
Right.
And I feel great pains. I've watched the TV. I saw that the football game was moved last night because San Diego's all effed up.
Fires.
And, you know, they've got these crazy fires that are destroying houses. I just wanted to say to everybody in California, how do you feel now that your state is burning to the ground and you elected Arnold Schwarzenegger to run things for you?
Do you think that's an accident?
You feeling pretty good about those votes you cast now?
That's right.
Now that your house has burned down to the ground?
Right.
And he's the guy that's going to be in charge of fixing it?
Sure.
What, Robbie?
If Gray Davis was in office, we probably would have had Monday Night Football in high def last night.
Absolutely.
Just a thought. Nice going.
Governor Arnold unexpectedly dropped in on the Mr. Olympia contest at the Mandalay Bay Hotel in Las Vegas over the weekend. He was there to congratulate Ronnie Coleman of Arlington, Texas, and to soak up the cheers from the crowd. Arnold, they chanted. Governator, they cried. Quoting Arnold, finally, I feel at home again.
It's good, huh? Bunga. Yeah. life bumper. Anyway, salute, Jay.
Bumper.
That's the clip we got of Porno Arnold, and we want to thank EastCoastBob.com for for MP3ing us that clip. He said he would yesterday.
They said that he's governor-elect and he's in Las Vegas while half the state is burning down.
Yeah, because on Sunday, it was burning on Sunday, right?
Yeah. Started Saturday night into Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm. Right. Anyway, good going. I mean, I feel for you people out there, and it's a tragedy, but, you know, if your house is burned down and you voted for Arnold, well,
right. You got that. It's nice, though, that he is, you know, that this is happening, one of the greatest tragedies in the state, and you know, he's over in Vegas.
Quoting Arnold, if it wouldn't have been for bodybuilding, I wouldn't have any of this. So, you know, he remembers. So.
And his house is fine.
Yeah.
Of course it's fine. Let the other ones burn. It doesn't matter to me. Punta. Punta.
When it comes to money-making dead celebrities.
Hold on.
Yes?
One second. I got to think for Mike. Mike? Arnold?
Yeah, what's going on?
Weren't you going to call that guy about the announcer for your swearing-in ceremony?
Yeah, that's right. Let me make that phone call right now.
Make that phone call?
Yeah, this is great. This is fantastic. I'm looking forward to having a super television guy, and we're going to employ... There we go. Should be ringing in just a second here.
As soon as it rings, I have to take it up.
Stop.
Hold on.
Hello?
There you go.
No, it's still ringing. I'm going to have a special TV announcer that's going to be the special announcer at the inaugural.
Oh, good.
Hello? Yes, is this Mrs. Roddy?
Oh, no.
Hi, this is Governor-elect Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I'm a big fan of, you know, the thing is The Price is Right with all the goofy, crazy games. And I'm wondering if there's a chance that your husband, Rod Roddy, with his cool jackets, would like to announce my... What? When?
I'm tired of this.
Over the weekend? Oh, my God. I'm real sorry. Jan. Oh, you did? Dankeschön. Please
She must have voted for
my
her.
Deepest sympathies. Hey, Don. Rod Roddy's dead. But Mrs. Roddy said she voted for me for Galville, California.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, my God.
Damn. I don't know what I'm going to do now. I'm really upset. I'll try to find somebody else to call for the governor. Dankeschön.
You had a story there.
I did.
But I'm asking you to hold it.
It'll be there when we get back.
Everybody, hold it.
Yeah. Punta.
Go right now. Just hold it.
Punta.
We'll be right back. What?
I always thought he was gay.
Who?
Rod Roddy. Oh, my God.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wishing you a very happy Halloween.
Moving faster than the speed of justice, the Don and Mike Show.
And now here is Buzz Gridley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, when it comes to money-making dead celebrities, Elvis is still the king.
Yay!
Although he's been decomposing for 26 years, Elvis made $40 million in the last 12 months. In second place is Peanuts creator Charles Schulz.
Here's Charles Schulz.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night, but I didn't make it.
Creator of Peanuts.
I don't know the words to it, so I had to read it. If we give it up, just, you know, please forgive us.
Please forgive us.
Forgive it up.
Lord of the Rings author J.R.R. Tolkien comes in third with $22 million.
Is the dead guy list?
Yes. The late John Lennon is third with $19
million. Where's Rod Roddy on that list?
Oh, he's not there yet. Too soon, I think.
He will be.
The also dead George Harrison made $16 million. Other top 10 moneymakers among the dead, children's author Dr. Seuss, God's new driver Dale Earnhardt, the late rapper Tupac Shakur, Ziggy's dad, Bob Marley, and of course, Marilyn Monroe.
You just laid a little NASCAR thing on NASCAR.
Yeah, and we always look at our statue of Dale when we talk about
him. Rightly so, with reverence.
Because God needed a driver.
That's right. Very good. He's got one now.
Once again, I'm sorry you put me in the unenviable position.
Yeah.
We're NASCAR fans, those of us in this studio.
Yes,
in the other studio, you have Buzz, not a NASCAR fan.
Right. Yeah.
And now that Buzz has made this awful, tasteless joke,
yeah,
let's take a moment to remember number three.
number three.
Ding 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 ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding.
This ride is coming around the last turn.
There it is.
Very soon it's going to go bad. There he goes.
Yowza. Off the pickup gun.
Exclusive from the black box. And now that we've heard that, let's...
This transition music?
Yeah, this is our transition music.
Very
we
good.
Just got done with our tribute to Dale Earnhardt.
Excellent. Back and to the left. After an exhaustive investigation, ABC News has decided that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in the assassination of President Kennedy. It won't stop the conspiracy theories, which have been around since that November day in 1963.
Well, just remember that ABC is the network that's bringing us Jim Belushi tonight in prime time.
That's and right. If you were not listening earlier in the show, you're not going to do one of your contests, are you?
No.
I will say that the only individual we found that was less funny than Jim Belushi was Harry Anderson. And that came from this man right here.
Buzz. Hi. And, I mean, we went through an exhaustive search.
Yeah, thought
and our
thought.
Listeners called in with a lot of great answers.
Yeah, you print that up. That's the thing to put on your website.
There you go. Who's less funny than Jim Belushi, who's on TV?
And the winner is Harry Anderson.
Harry Anderson. Harry.
Congratulations, Harry. Jim's feeling good about himself now.
He should. Right, yeah, accepting for Harry Anderson, Marky Post.
Yay.
Remember what a piece of ass Marky Post was.
I think she might even still be a POA.
Yeah. And here's Bull.
Bull.
Why is it I remember? And John Larroquette.
Yeah.
I think I got the whole cast.
And some old lady, too.
Selma Diamond.
Yeah.
Charles Robinson, I think, was the black guy.
Right.
Mac.
Yeah.
Max Robinson.
Max Robinson was a news guy who died of AIDS.
For ABC, as a matter of fact.
Well.
2 days before the upcoming anniversary.
Rob, I didn't say that to make you laugh.
God, Rob.
It didn't make me laugh.
Jesus Christ.
It didn't make me laugh.
No, he's not laughing. 2 days before the upcoming anniversary, ABC will air a two-hour special, but according to producers, leaves no room for doubt.
Jeez.
Gary Mack.
I love you, Rob. You're the greatest. That was like an off-air moment.
Yeah,
I really would have said, I would have said that to him off-air, too.
Right.
Gary Mack, who's the curator.
Now you're making me laugh. What, Buzz?
Gary Mack, who's the curator of the 6th Floor Museum at Daly Plaza in Dallas and one of my first program directors in radio, says less than half of all Americans believe that Oswald acted alone.
I don't believe it. Yeah. Do you believe it?
No, of course not. Would that thing with the bullet going 18,000 different ways?
Right.
Come on.
I had my doubts, but now that ABC says that it was a one-man deal,
you're sold.
I'm with them.
Yeah. Well, let's go to the JFK expert. As you know, Larry Michael from Westwood One is a scholar.
Yes.
We'll ask him simply, do you believe it or don't you believe it? Larry.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
Yeah. Larry, but next time you need... Well, what about JFK, though?
For all your needs, I do.
Oh, see, he
does. Believes.
He does.
I do.
There is comfort in knowing that Raymond's on Monday nights, 24's on Tuesdays, West Wing's on Wednesdays, and Friends on Thursdays. There's discomfort in knowing they might not be there when you tune in. Network TV viewership is down, and programmers are panicking. But instead of solving problems like poor scheduling, poor promotion, lack of commitment, and 4 months of reruns, they're tinkering. As you may have noticed, they don't hesitate these days to yank a show or plug in a rerun the way they did during the baseball playoffs. And they've been making these changes with less than 24 hours notice. You can't even trust your on-screen program guide, much less your TV guide.
I want to tell you why I think this is happening. Yeah. I think, for instance, last night my wife mentioned to me, I watched the football game.
Right.
Which was boring. They were playing in Phoenix.
Right.
And it was San Diego, Miami, and he was free to get in, so it was like 80,000 people, but nobody really rooting for one team. It was an awful game. Miami was killing them.
Right.
So at 10 o'clock... I said, CSI's on. Mm-hmm. You want to watch CSI? She said, it's a rerun.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, how could it be a rerun? It just started.
Yeah.
And what I think is, CBS, this is just me talking out of my ass now.
I think you're right, though.
I think that CBS thought, that ABC Monday night game is a real dog game,
mm-hmm.
except for the fact that, wait a minute, there's a fire in San Diego. Mm-hmm. They can't play the game in San Diego.
Right.
It's going to be a novelty to play the game in Phoenix, where you're going to have fans who don't really root for either team.
Right.
You will tune in to see how many people are going to show up, what the game looks like, if they're going to show the burning fires in California, and somebody at CBS all of a sudden maybe thought to themselves, they're going to get a good number with a dog rocket game.
Mm-hmm.
Throw on a repeat of CSI.
Raymond was a rerun as well last night.
See, they gave up against mm-hmm. the football.
They sure did.
They gave up.
They're getting panicky. TV schedules are now written in disappearing ink, and there's talk that someday there might not even be a schedule. With more channels and more choices, the networks are losing viewers, especially young adults. It's gotten so bad, the networks are looking at the possibility they'll have to refund money to the advertisers this year who bought time thinking they'd reach more people than they did.
That's scary.
We call that the O'Reilly plan.
Mm-hmm. the new fall season used to start around September 1st. Now it's, what, now the 28th of October, and most of the big shows on Fox haven't even started their new seasons. 24 starts tonight.
The new WJFK fall season will start sometime next spring.
Yes, when the buds are bursting.
In sports, Grady Little won't be back in Beantown next season. The Red Sox fire their manager after two seasons.
There you go. That's for you, baby.
Got mixed emotions about that.
Sure.
You know, but I think they're doing it for the right reason.
And the NBA's regular season opens tonight, complete with Kobe Bryant.
Goodbye, Grady. You will be missed.
No,
good job.
I don't know if Kobe's going to play or not tonight.
Really? The latest thing I read said he would, but, you know, it depends on the source.
Yeah, I don't know. And, Mike, I think that without a doubt, we don't have time today, certainly, but we have to bring back the Shaq and Dennis show.
I agree.
Because Shaq has been speaking out in his own Shaq semi-unintelligible way, but I think...
And you got to know those commercials are all over TV for Radio Shaq.
Yeah, right.
Spelled S-H-A-Q.
Anyway, Shaq is saying some stuff about Kobe. Like, you know, just shut up and play.
Right.
And then Kobe's saying, don't worry about me, you know, worry about yourself. And
yeah, there's a little disorder in the
house. It's, mm-hmm. it's getting to the point where, you know, Shaq is saying, just concentrate on playing. And he's saying, just concentrate on playing. And Shaq, in a roundabout way, is getting very close to saying, well, maybe you would be able to concentrate better on basketball if you didn't have to worry about that girl saying that you raped her.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's what it's really getting to.
Absolutely.
And add into that Karl Malone and Gary Payton.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got Phil Jackson, who's the Zen... Well, never mind. We got to... Listen, meet me in the parking lot. I'll continue this later.
You get an extra bonus show in the parking lot tonight.
Finally, Reuters says six British schoolboys were rushed to the hospital after taking the erection-enhancing drug Viagra at lunchtime. On a dare.
Hello, have you tuna fish sandwich and some Viagra?
Paramedics were called after a fellow student told teachers about the 13-year-old's prank. It is believed that a pupil brought the tablets in from home into the all-boys school and shared them with five friends, according to the local education authority.
Here's a sound now from that school.
Mm.
Now they're looking at the tablets.
Uh-huh.
Right. Mm. Deciding what they're going to do. And at the end here, they decide to eat them.
No. Half or
all. Oh! Yeah.
And what happens, of course, is erections follow and they're taken to the hospital.
The Sun newspaper quoted a source at the school as saying, by the time the afternoon lessons began, there was no hiding what they had done.
Mm-hmm.
Paramedics took these six squirming boys to the nearby Royal Berkshire Hospital.
That's gross.
Where they were monitored until the effects wore off.
Were they manually released.
Oh, God.
I'm Buzz Burbank of the Don and Mike Show.
No! No!
No.
Time for the parking lot show.
We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with the new episode. We'll try to do better. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
The magicians of basketball.
Okay.
God. BM.
So we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.